Minor league baseball has been in Salem dating back to the 1950s. Since 2009, it's been home to the affiliate of the 9-time World Series champion, Boston Red Sox. This is Boston's Tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
Swing and a sky-high fly ball, deep left field, and it is gone!
Every pitch.
The 1-2. Swing and a miss! Strikeout number 6.
Every hit.
Can Jones be the hero? He can! Line through the left side for a base hit! In to score Waddell!
Every moment.
7-7 game, the 2-1. Here's a swing and a fly ball. Deep right center field. It is gone! For the second time tonight, the Red Sox with a grand slam!
On MILB TV and MILB.com, this is Salem Red Sox Baseball. It's time for today's Red Sox pregame report. Now, let's head out to the ballpark. Here's Giovanni Heater and Carter Hill.
And with that, we say welcome. High above Carilion Clinic Field at Salem Memorial Ballpark for game 3 of 6 between the 6-game set. With these two sides featuring the Fayetteville Woodpeckers, the single-A affiliate of the Houston Astros, and your Salem Red Sox, the single-A affiliate of the Boston Red Sox. Alongside Giovanni Heater, I'm Carter Hill on behalf of the Salem Sox. So thrilled you could join us wherever you may be tuning in on your Thursday evening. Well, it has been a good week of baseball thus far. It's a gorgeous night for baseball here in Southwest Virginia. 2 nights ago, the Sox were winners in extras. That was what was a 6-5 victory over the Fayetteville Woodpeckers in come-from-behind fashion. A walk-off two-run double down the right field line off the bat of Friley and Encarnacion. And then last night, it was an 8-4 loss for the Sox against the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. We come into Game 3 dead even in this 6-game set. Well, Mr. Heater, I turn to you to pose this question to you. Last night, it was a tough one for Salem, but you're down 8-0. You find a way to kind of scratch and claw your way back into the game, and then you still find a way to bring the tie run to the plate. Sox didn't lay down yesterday for sure.
Yeah, definitely had some late-game dramatics yesterday for the Red Sox. You mentioned Carter. Ended up putting up a three-piece in that eighth inning to just continue to make things interesting, be competitive in the ball game. You take things back to Andy Lugo in the 7-hole, had that double to lead things off, and then it was really walks after that. You had 3 walks in the inning altogether. Miguel Blaze with a run batted in on the walk, and then Nellie Taylor Jr. kept the ball game alive with that 2-run scoring single. Then you take things to the 9th inning, and again, walks, just being disciplined at the plate. The Red Sox were just simply not swinging at pitches that they shouldn't be, and they were able to get aboard a handful of times. A stolen base helped out as well by Andy Lugo, and ended up having a situation where you could have tied the game, didn't get to that point, but you were competitive throughout, and I think it does carry a little bit of momentum into tonight.
Well, no doubt about that. The Sox come in at 20-21 overall. The Woodpeckers, they also are 20-21 overall. The Red Sox yesterday with that loss snapped a 2-game winning streak. And then for Fayetteville, arguably even more important, a win yesterday snapped a 4-game losing streak for the Woodpeckers. They previously had lost 8 of their last 10. Well, tonight for the Salem Red Sox, a couple storylines mixed throughout. And really the number one to focus on, if you will, is Miguel Blaze, the 4th best prospect in the Red Sox organization. After a little bit of a slow start, has really taken off as of late. The starting center fielder tonight, he's on an 8-game hitting streak. That's a season high. He's got 11 hits in those 8 games. And also on top of that, we're not going to see Nizan Zenitello tonight. But the top of that order now for the Salem Red Sox with Blaze, typically Nizan Zenitello, and typically Antonio Anderson. Man, oh man, it's a must-watch, I should say, for Boston Red Sox fans.
You know, it shades, Carter, of what feels kind of like what's going on in Portland right now.
Yeah.
When you got Marcelo Meyer, Roman Anthony, Kyle Teal. Now, a little bit different on a bigger scale. Those are quite simply the top 3 prospects in the organization overall, batting 1-2-3 night in and night out. But when it first started happening, it was a big deal. Well, this is really the closest thing you get in the organization to that, and it goes Miguel Blaze, Antonio Anderson, and Nizan Zanatello all in there. Nizan, a second-round pick from a year ago. Antonio, a third-round pick from a year ago. And then Miguel Blaze, an international free agent who's just been so highly touted and trying to creep his way into the MLB top 100 as a prospect, but fourth best in the Red Sox organization. I think eight-game hitting streak, he's just catching his stride, and that bat's really starting to come to life.
No doubt about it. And don't want to spoil too much about the starting lineup, but just to kind of give you a little teaser, no Zanatello, no Anderson tonight, 2 days off. Another guy who gets the day off tonight is Nelly Taylor Jr., and he's somebody who I want to also highlight, too, because he's gotten red hot at the plate. Last night, 2-for-4, 3 RBI, smoked an RBI double down the right field line. Also had a 2-run single through the left side as well and made 2 spectacular plays out in right. He's somebody who was really shine for the Salem Red Sox. Well, game 3 of 6 in the 6-game set, the Woodpeckers and the Red Sox were almost ready to go for 7:05 p.m. first pitch. The Red Sox actually turn into the Salem Beer Mongers, their alter ego, on Thursday nights here this evening. Every Thursday night, because a little bit of a nod to the local breweries here in town here in Salem, Virginia, the Red Sox become the Beer Mongers, and actually, Gio, small sample size, but they're 2-0 as the Beer Mongers so far this season.
I'll tell you what, I'm thirsty for a win tonight. It's funny how Thursdays always kind of attract the biggest crowd. I wonder why. I might have a little something to do with the $2 PBRs and the $2 Natty Lights on tap. But nevertheless, looking forward to a good crowd tonight. The uniforms are sweet. On a Thursday, you got that baby blue top with the navy sleeves. You got the fancy red font. And, of course, you got the white pants and the navy blue lid. It's just a sharp look for the Red Sox. And much like Boston at the top in their City Connects, this team doesn't lose when they're wearing their fancy uniforms and they're out there with them tonight. Looking to keep the momentum going. Carter, you and I were talking about it, though, in our pregame report. Kind of crazy that the sample size is that small. Here we are toward the end of May. We've only played 2 home games on a Thursday. Remember that first homestand was just 3 games against Carolina to open up the season. That was a Friday, Saturday, and Sunday for opening weekend. And then after that, the team went on the road. We came back home. Team went on the road for 2 weeks. And here we are.
Here we are indeed. On a Thursday evening here in Salem, Virginia, looking around the Carolina League, it's gotten a little bit jumbled at the top of the Carolina League North. You look at the Frednats. They still sit atop the Carolina League North Division at 26-15. The Carolina Mudcats are still a game back of first. They're 24-15. The Downeast Wood Ducks are 4.5 back of first. They're 21-19 so far this season. The Lynchburg Hillcats are 21-25 back of first in the Carolina League North. Your Salem Red Sox, with the loss last night, did fall a game back, but still just 6 back of first place in the division. They're 20-21. And then the Delmarva Shorebirds are 14-26, 11.5 back of first in the Carolina League North. In the South Division, and we talked about this a couple broadcasts ago, this is kind of a division that the Fayetteville Woodpeckers, quite frankly, were dominating at the top as of late. They went on that little bit of a slide, so they're currently in third. And here's who's on top of them right now. The Kannapolis Cannonballers sit at 22-17, good for first in the division. The Columbia Fireflies, the single-A affiliate of the Kansas City Royals, are 20-19, a game and a half back of first. The Woodpeckers, 20-21, 2.5 back of first. And then tied for fourth in the division, you got the Augusta Green Jackets at 18-22, 4 back of first place. And the Charleston River Dogs are also 18-22, with the Myrtle Beach Pelicans 17-23, 5 back of first in the Carolina League South. So a lot of movement recently in the Carolina League, and could be some more here tonight in Salem, Virginia. Once again, game 3 of 6 between the Sox and the Woodpeckers. Well, so much more to preview on the other side of this break. When we come back, we'll go through starting lineups, a little bit of a different starting nine today for the Salem Red Sox, and then a similar starting nine for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. We'll touch on them as well. And then also, Week Wehunt gets to start on the bump tonight for Salem. We'll talk about the right-hander out of Athens, Georgia.
How fitting on country night.
I know. On the other side of this break, it is the Woodpeckers and the Beer Mongers. Here from Salem Memorial Ballpark in Salem, Virginia. We'll step aside and come right back. You're listening and watching the Salem Red Sox Baseball on MILB.com and MILB TV.
Salem Red Sox fans, all season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invite you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly Shake Your Tail Feather Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own, and their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket and bring them home today. Hey, Red Sox fans, be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter, at Salem Red Sox, Instagram, at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem. Do you want to rep the Red Sox all year long? Check out the team store located down the first base side of the concourse at Salem Memorial Ballpark. You can find hoodies, t-shirts, hats, and so much more. They even have Boston City Connect jerseys in stock. Check out the team store or head to MILBstore.com to secure your Salem Sox gear today. Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with your friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you got it, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of the minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
It's time to find out who Liam Carroll penciled in for today's starting nine. For today's injury report and starting lineup, here's Giovanni and Carter.
Getting y'all set and ready to roll for first pitch in Game 3 of this six-game set between the Fayetteville Woodpeckers and the Salem Beermongers here this evening on a Thursday night in Salem, Virginia. Well, it's time to take a look at the starting lineups tonight. First for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers, penciled in by second-year manager Ricky Rivera and Mr. Giovanni Heater. We'll let you take it away, sir.
Absolutely. Top of the order for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Third baseman tonight, not shortstop. He's playing third. The 30th best prospect in the Houston Astros organization, who's had a great week, Chase Jaworski, will lead things off. Oliver Carrillo is the left fielder. He bats second. And then Kenny Gomez, the center fielder, he bats third. Had that two RBI single in the third inning yesterday that really just got things going for the Woodpeckers. They never looked back. Xavier Casarella, the designated hitter, he bats cleanup. Cesar Hernandez is out in right field. He is ready to bat fifth, 19th best prospect in the Astros organization. Juan Santander back in the lineup tonight. He plays first base and bats sixth for the Woodpeckers. Didn't play yesterday, was here for the series opener, a game in which the Salem Red Sox walked things off 6-5, the final score. He's inserted back into the lineup tonight. And batting seventh, the second baseman, Alejandro Nunez. He had that home run in the second inning an evening ago for Fayetteville. Alberto Hernandez, the shortstop this evening, he is ready to bat eighth. And batting ninth to round out the batting order for Fayetteville, Fernando Caldera. He's the catcher behind the dish, making his first start of the series. On the hill, Alonzo Treadwell wears number 99 for Fayetteville. They're decked out in their road reds with gray pants, black caps, and a bright red brim. One more time through it goes Jaworski, Carrillo, Gomez, Casarella, Hernandez, Santander, Nunez, Hernandez, Caldera, and Treadwell on the bump.
Well, Alonzo Treadwell is the starter for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. And first off, this is a guy a lot of people in the Astros organization, quite frankly, are very excited about. Second round pick a season ago in 2023 out of UCLA. He is making his seventh start of the 2024 season. And here is who he will be facing off against tonight for the Salem Beermongers. And here is their starting nine penciled in by second-year manager Liam Carroll. Leading off is the center fielder Miguel Blaise, the fourth-best prospect in the Boston Red Sox organization. Currently is on an eight-game hitting streak. That's a season high. 11 hits in those eight games. And yesterday was 1-for-4 with a single right up the middle. And on top of that, also had an RBI walk. In the two-hole, the right fielder, Justin Sin-Garcia. He's back in the lineup after a day off yesterday. He gets the start in right and had a tough day on Tuesday, but back on Sunday in a victory over the Augusta Green Jackets, had a game-tying solo shot in the top half of the ninth that eventually willed the Red Sox to the victory. Freddy Encarnacion is the third baseman. He's in the three hole tonight for the Salem Beer Mongers. Had that two-run walk-off double back on Tuesday to really set the tone in this series. That was a 6-5 victory over the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. So 1-2-3. It's Blaise, Garcia, and Encarnacion. The designated hitter, Nathaniel Utsen, is in the cleanup spot for the Salem Beer Mongers. See, yesterday for Salem, somebody who did have that double back in the second, also had two strikeouts and a bounce out as well. The shortstop, Framy De Leon, is in the 5-hole for Salem. And in the 6-hole, it's the left fielder, Andy Lugo. So you 10, De Leon and Lugo, 4-5-6. And then Big Al, Albert Valis, is back in the lineup after the last 2 days off. He's at first and in the 7-hole for the Salem Beer Mongers. In the 8-hole, it's the second baseman, Stanley Tucker. Seen this guy play all around the field as of late. We've seen him play some right, some left. Was at third last night. Today, he is at second. And then rounding out the starting nine for Salem, it's the starting catcher behind the dish, Juan Montero. So 7-8-9, Feliz, Tucker, and Juan Montero. Couple interesting notes for sure. Different lineup than what we've seen throughout the last few days. No Nizan Zanatello. He is back off the IL. DH'd yesterday. Understandable why he has the day off today, trying to ease his way back in. Also don't see any Antonio Anderson. They offer him as well, but he's been swinging a hot stick. 2 days ago, had the go-ahead homer in that victory over Fayetteville. And then also no Marvin Alcantara tonight, who typically is at second or short for Salem. So a little bit of a different middle infield with De Leon down at short and Stanley Tucker down at second. On the bump, can't forget about this guy. The right-hander, Blake Wehon, has been phenomenal so far this year. He comes in with a 1-0 record, a 2.31 ERA. This is his seventh start of the 2024 season. 23 and a third innings pitched, 34 strikeouts, also having just, let's see here, flipping to the back of this page. Also, so far this year, just has 13 walks. So Blake Wehon has been phenomenal for the Salem Red Sox throughout the year. And you look at things overall, there's a lot of reason to like him. A ninth-round pick a season ago to Kennesaw State and a native of Athens, Georgia. But man, oh man, even though he had a rough start last time down in Augusta, he has been rock solid for Salem all year long.
He has been dialed in, and I just love everything about Blake Wehon. He's a guy that's so easy to root for, Carter, the Athens, Georgia native, 6'7", 240. He is a presence on the mound. I really cannot enforce that enough. Looks the part. We talk so much about that, Carter. Nizan Zanatello, a guy that looks the part, right? Having that mature body, having that quote-unquote big league body at this level. And Blake Wehon fits that bill and then some. Such a productive career at Kennesaw State, which, by the way, many might kind of snare at Kennesaw State, right, and think, oh, what is that? Well, not if you're into baseball. Kennesaw State in the sport of baseball is cream of the crop. It's one of those pretty much Power 5 that's not Power 5 programs. They've had their fair share of postseason success. They've been in the mix. They are a great, great college baseball program, and to be a starting pitcher there is an impressive feat in itself. Love his mechanics. Goes with a fastball, slider, splitter. Tops out around 95 on that fastball and then can slow it all the way down to around 85 with his splitter. So just an impressive repertoire. The nicest guy to sit down and talk to. And it's just so fitting because it's country night and he's a chicken farmer.
Yes.
And we'll get into that as we get into the ball game.
Yes, absolutely, absolutely. Well, a lot going on around the Carolina League today, so let's take a look around the league. Obviously, we got Fayetteville and Salem going on here tonight from Salem Memorial Ballpark. Down at Five County Stadium in Zebulon, North Carolina, it's the Myrtle Beach Pelicans and the Carolina Mudcats. That's a big one for a Mudcats team that at times has been struggling as of late. They've been in first place for a large majority of the season in the Carolina League South. So a big series for them down in North Carolina. The Lynchburg Hillcats and the Fredericksburg Nationals are in action in Fredericksburg. The Rednats now are in first in the Carolina League North Division at 26-15. How about the Down East Wood Ducks and the Charleston River Dogs? They square off in just a few minutes down in Charleston, South Carolina. And then the Kannapolis Cannonballers, who currently are in first place in the Carolina League South, they're 22-18. They're facing off against the Augusta Green Jackets down in North Augusta, South Carolina. Final game around the league tonight, it is the Columbia Fireflies and the Delmarva Shorebirds. That's up in Salisbury, Maryland. That gets started also at 7:05. But a big one here tonight in Salem, Treadwell versus Wehunt. Star-studded pitching matchup. You got some solid guys in both lineups for both squads, and I think it should be a good one in game three of this six-game set. Again, once again, the Red Sox won on Tuesday, 6-5 in walk-off fashion. Yesterday was an 8-4 victory for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Well, we're all set and ready to go for Thursday Night Baseball here from Salem. We'll step aside and then come right back for first pitch between the Beer Mongers and the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. We'll be right back. You're listening and watching Salem Red Sox Baseball all season long on MILB.com and MILB TV.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with your friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you got it, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of the minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Who let the dogs out?
What's up, Red Sox fans? Be on the lookout for Bark in the Park Nights all season long at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Our upcoming Bark in the Park Nights are Wednesday, May 22nd, Tuesday, June 4th, Saturday, June 29th, and Saturday, July 30th. Bring your canine companion out to the ball game and help the Red Sox in their campaign against the Carolina League. For tickets all season long, head to MILB.com/Salem/tickets. Bark in the Park on select nights throughout the 2024 season.
Hey, Red Sox fans, be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter at Salem Red Sox, Instagram at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem. Do you want to rep the Red Sox all year long? Check out the team store located down the first base side of the concourse at Salem Memorial Ballpark. You can find hoodies, t-shirts, hats, and so much more. They even have Boston City Connect jerseys in stock. Check out the team store or head to MILBstore.com to secure your Salem Sox gear today.
Warm-ups are done and batting practice has come to a close. The Red Sox are ready to rock in Salem. First pitch is right around the corner. For the call of today's game, here's Giovanni Heater and Carter Hill.
The final notes of the national anthem here at Salem Memorial Ballpark in Salem, Virginia. A gorgeous day for baseball in game six, or game three, I should say, of this six-game set between the Fayetteville Woodpeckers and the Salem Red Sox. And starting us off on our play-by-play duties for tonight's contest, here's my broadcast partner, Mr. Giovanni Heater.
Appreciate it, Carter. What a great night once again here for baseball. A day in which we had rain throughout the majority of the afternoon, and yet everything clears up just in time to play some baseball. As the tarp comes off, Wehunt takes the mound, and the Red Sox are ready to roll on a thirsty Thursday here in Salem, a night in which the Red Sox have not yet been defeated. 2-0 when they turn into their alter ego, the Salem Beer Mongers. And again, Blake Wehunt, 6-7. 240, fastball, changeup, splitter on the hill. One of the most impressive arms in a full staff of Red Sox pitchers that is arguably the top of the Carolina League. The Red Sox sit currently at second in team ERA as a pitching staff. They are second in the Carolina League in opposing batting average, and they strike out more batsmen than anybody else in this Carolina League at the single-A level. Again, one more time, the Salem Red Sox, the single-A affiliate of your Boston Red Sox. On the other side, the Fayetteville Woodpeckers, single-A affiliate of the Houston Astros, recently World Series champions, one of the best, can't say programs, franchises in Major League Baseball. Always fun to see these two get together. How about those sharp uniforms out there, Carter? Red Sox rolling out there with the light blue, navy blue sleeves. You got the front of the cap is navy blue with the rest of it in that light blue. White pants, and it reads Beer Mongers across the front in a red font with fancy white and red font and numbers on the back.
Yeah, you got the baby blue type of feel. I've always liked the Beer Mongers unis, and it looks particularly sharp on a sunny sun splash Thursday evening. Got a really good crowd here in Salem, too. Always a good time here on Thirsty Thursday in Salem, Virginia. You mentioned it, the Red Sox are 2-0 as the Salem Beer Mongers this year. Trying to continue that this evening.
Well, Chase Jaworski ready to dig in from the left side for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. A long look in. And the first pitch from Wehunt. On the way, it's taken. Fastball at 94 and a half for a strike. Nothing in one. First pitch at 7.08 p.m. if you're keeping the ball game at home. Giovanni Heater alongside Carter Hill. A gorgeous evening here in Salem. The 0-1 breaking ball misses high and away, and the count evens up at a ball and a strike. Well, I got to tell you, go ahead, Carter.
I was just going to say, we've hit that time of year where there's always storms, it feels like, every single
year. Yes.
But it kind of fades away by game time, and we're ready to go.
1-1 the count, and Wehunt kicks and delivers. Misses downstairs and in with a fastball at 94. Two balls and a strike for Jaworski. Yeah, it's kind of that game, will they, won't they?
Yeah.
Right, throughout the afternoon as far as playing goes. But then you see as it just clears up, the sky's perfectly open. 2-1. Misses inside with a 94-mile-an-hour heater once again, and it's three balls and a strike for Chase Jaworski. Well, he's the 30th best prospect in the Houston Astros organization, hitting .217 on the season, leading off for the second time this series. 3-1, swing and a miss. He fooled him with a fastball right over the heart of the plate, and the count is full. Jaworski batted fifth in a 6-5 win for the Sox on Tuesday, and that thing went 10 innings. Sox walked it off in the bottom of the 10th, the payoff. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. 94-mile-an-hour fastball. Handcuffed him high and tight. Climbing back after a 3-1 count, Wehunt opens with a strikeout.
Well, you'll love to see it for Blake Wehunt, kind of picking up right where he left off. So far this year, we mentioned the 34 strikeouts. Now 35. Let's get for fourth on the team here in Salem. And nice start to his evening here at the ballpark.
No doubt about it, especially with how Jaworski was yesterday. He had a 3-for-5 day with three base hits. First pitch to Oliver Carrillo, taken for a strike at the knees. Breaking ball at 84, and they count nothing and one. Well, Carrillo was a hot wand yesterday as well, as he chops one left side, and it's a fair ball. Gloved in the hot corner by Encarnacion on to first in time for out number two. Carrillo retired for the first time since Tuesday. Yesterday had a base hit in the third, a home run in the fourth, and walked three times.
Yes, he did. What a play by Encarnacion. Got a hug in the third baseline, had to back up and backhanded that ball. We saw him at first on Tuesday. Another example of this Salem team that guys that can just play all over the field.
There's Kenny Gomez, first pitch, and he dribbles it down the right side. Charging after it and applying a tag on the baseline is Albert Feliz. And they say it's foul.
I said it's a foul ball. That's.
I don't think that ever touched the line.
I would have thought. Well, Big Al intentionally picked it up what he thought was in fair territory to record the out because it was an easy out at that. But Tyler Green, our home plate umpire, had a good view. Probably better than we did. But Juan Montero threw his hands up in the air. We'll see the replay on MILB TV.
Oh, it did. It did get over the line, I think. I think it at least tiptoed the line. Here's the 0-1 to Gomez. He takes a breaking ball outside at 84 on the gun. Again, Wehunt going with that slider. One ball and a strike for Kenny Gomez, the center fielder. Had that two-run scoring single in the third a day ago, the 1-1. He swings and lifts it high into the air, straight away center field. Underneath it, Miguel Blaise, and the fourth best prospect in the organization, pinches the leather for out number three. Three up, three down for Wehunt through a half inning of play. We're scoreless in Salem. Bottom of one after this. It's Thirsty Thursday. Grab a beverage. You're listening to Red Sox Baseball on MILB TV.
Hey, Red Sox fans, it's not too late to get your 2024 season tickets. Don't miss out on any of the Carolina League chaos at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Full season, half season, and quarter season tickets are still available. From strike zone seats, field level, and upper level, we have you covered from every angle of the action. To purchase your 2024 Salem Red Sox season tickets, visit the front office, give us a call, or visit MILB.com/Salem/tickets. This is Boston's Tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
Who let the dogs out?
What's up, Red Sox fans? Be on the lookout for Bark in the Park Nights all season long at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Our upcoming Bark in the Park Nights are Wednesday, May 22nd, Tuesday, June 4th, Saturday, June 29th, and Saturday, July 30th. Bring your canine companion out to the ball game and help the Red Sox in their campaign against the Carolina League. For tickets all season long, head to MILB.com/Salem/tickets. Bark in the Park on select nights throughout the 2024 season.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
A gorgeous night for baseball on a thirsty Thursday here in Salem. Bottom of the first, Blake Wehunt on the hill for the Beer Mongers, and he sat him down 1-2-3. Chase Jaworski, Oliver Carrillo, Kenny Gomez all retired, and the Red Sox up offensively for the first time tonight. Miguel Blaise, Justin Sin-Garcia, and Fraley Encarnacion, who was the hero in the walk-off win in 10 innings on Tuesday. First pitch to Miguel Blaise, and he laces it on the ground left side, deflects off the diving glove of Jaworski, and Miguel Blaise takes an 8-game hitting streak and turns it into 9.
Great start for Miguel Blaise and the Red Sox. That was kind of the matchup that we're going to be looking in on all night long with Miguel Blaise and Alonzo Treadwell, who comes in as the 13th best prospect in the Red Sox organization, or excuse me, the Astros organization. Top prospect featured here for Fayetteville, so that was a pretty heavyweight matchup, and Blaise takes advantage of the first one.
Here's Justin Sin-Garcia. First pitch, Miguel Blaise takes off. He laces this one down the left side, gloved on a backhand by Jaworski. Fired a first in time. Blaise around second, head first slide into third, and they got him. Two gone. Jeez.
Wow, great play by Chase Jaworski, and then Juan Santander on the other side. Miguel Blaise just trying to be a little bit aggressive, hauling around second, headed to third, and then throw was right on the money, and didn't look like Blaise was out from here.
Well, exciting baseball early on here, but quickly two outs for the Red Sox in the bottom of the first inning. Here's Fraley Encarnacion, the hero on Tuesday night, the first pitch on the way, and he takes a breaking ball down and away, 1-0. Alonzo Treadwell on the hill for the Woodpeckers tonight. He brings it to the belt, winds, and fires the 1-0 pitch. Misses just outside, 83-mile-an-hour breaking ball, 2-0. Treadwell, the 22-year-old righty, 6'8". You got two monsters on the mound. The 2-0 misses down and out. 3 balls, no strikes for Encarnacion. How about this? Second-round pick in 2023 out of UCLA. Not often do we get to see second-round picks as pitchers here at this level. 3-0, fired high, and it's a four-pitch walk with two gone for Fraley Encarnacion.
Oh, especially when you pitch at the college level, too.
Yes.
Saw him at UCLA, and that is a great program out in L.A. We've seen a lot of big-time pitchers that are currently or formerly in the big leagues come through there, namely Trevor Bauer, Garrett Cole recently played at UCLA.
There's Nathaniel Uten. He digs in, the designated hitter. First pitch, misses down and in, and the count 1-0. Ready on lefty matchup here with Uten. Batting cleanup for the Sox. Runner off of first is Encarnacion after the walk. If you're just joining us on a beautiful night here in Salem, bottom of the first, two gone. We're scoreless, the 1-0. Uten lifts it back over the netting, 1-1. Well, so far this season, Treadwell still treading water a little bit. He's 1-2. He's started in 6 games, appearing in 7, pitched 25 and 2/3 innings up to this point. As he kicks and deals, 1-1, runner takes off, pitch misses downstairs, throw down to second is off target, and a stolen base for Fraley Encarnacion as Hernandez had a run in front about 2 feet in front of second base to keep that from getting into the outfield.
And a nice job there by Hernandez down at short to keep it from deflecting away. Now a base hit here could give the Sox an early 1-0 lead.
5.61 ERA so far on the year for Treadwell as he glances to second, deals the 2-1. Check swing, pitch misses inside, 92-mile-an-hour fastball, an appeal. And Robert Bonet, your field umpire, says he didn't go. It's Tyler Green behind the dish tonight. 12 walks to 29 strikeouts for Treadwell on the season. He offers the 3-1. Here's a swing and a lifter high into the air right field. Underneath it, Hernandez, and he secures it head high for out number three. Well, the Red Sox, a little bit of an interesting bottom of the first. They don't score. They do tally a hit. No errors, and they do leave one on base. We head to the top of the second after this. Quick work in Salem. You're listening to Red Sox Baseball. Brought to you all season long. MILB TV.
Learning at the Salem Museum is fun. Native American and African American history. Local school history.
So you can visit the museum and relive some of those memories.
Local sports history and 60 summers of fun at Lakeside Amusement Park. The Salem Museum. Preserving 300 plus years in history, art, and sports in Virginia's Blue Ridge Mountains. Visit the Salem Museum where time travel is free. Open 10 to 4 Tuesday through Saturday.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with your friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you got it, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of the minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Top of two here on Thirsty Thursday at Salem Memorial Ballpark. We're scoreless through one inning of play as Blake Wehunt mans the mound. And he sat down the Woodpeckers 1-2-3. Jaworski struck out, Carrillo grounded out, and Gomez flew out. In that first inning, the Red Sox left a runner on second in scoring position after a leadoff base hit from Miguel Blaise to extend into a nine-game hitting streak. And here we go, 4-5-6 in the Woodpeckers' batting order. First pitch to Xavier Cassarella is taken down and away on a fastball, 1-0. I think most impressive, Carter, from Blake Wehunt in that first inning was the fact that he was down in the first batter, the 1-0. This is downstairs with a breaking ball at 83, 2-0. Down in the count, three balls and a strike. Climbed back and ended up striking out Jaworski. Was a top 30 prospect for the Astros. The 2-0, breaking ball in there for a strike. Slider at 83, 2-1.
Yeah, I think so. And that was a nice start to the game for Blake Wehunt. Really setting the tone back in the first in this contest.
He deals the 2-1. In there for a strike again. Breaking ball inner corner. 2-2 for Xavier Cassarella. The designated hitter had a hit and a walk yesterday in the same spot he was playing third base. 2-2. Swings and lifts it right side. A screamer into the seats. Cassarella fights it off and stays alive. Hey, look at what he did the night before, batting eighth, playing third. RBI double in the ninth. That kept the game alive for the Woodpeckers. Tied it. The 2-2. Misses downstairs. Three balls, two strikes. Another full count here for Blake Wehunt. And how fitting. It's country night here at the ballpark. One of the very fun promotional nights that they do throughout the season. The payoff pitch. Nubbed back to the netting. Do it again on a full count. And Blake Wehunt gets the start tonight. You cannot make this stuff up. Grew up a chicken farmer, Carter. His dad owns a chicken farm. Wehunt spent so much of his young years working on the farm. The 3-2 runs high, and it's a full count walk to lead things off in the second for Xavier Cassarella and the Woodpeckers. Quite literally, on his Sox prospects profile, in the bio part, the biggest highlight is chicken farm.
That's pretty incredible right there. I will say that. I will say that.
Here's Xavier Hernandez digging in the left side. Runner off of first. First offering and a fastball. This is downstairs. 1-0. Lee Hunt, drafted in the ninth round in 2023 out of Kennesaw State, one of the premier non-Power 5 college baseball programs. The 1-0 runs outside, two balls, no strikes, 83 on a splitter. He was the Friday night starter for Kennesaw State in his first year there. Before that, spent 3 years at Southern Mississippi, the 2-0. This is inside with a fastball. Three balls, no strikes for Cesar Hernandez. Highly regarded high schooler. Had 313 Ks in 163 innings at Franklin County High School. Native of Athens, Georgia. And we got to talk to Blake and ask him. You got to think, growing up in Athens, yes, he's definitely a Kennesaw State fan after being a one-year alum there, but you have to think he's a diehard Georgia Bulldog fan.
I would think so. Growing up in Athens, I mean, Georgia football is religion down there. I mean, I've seen guys that have played at that level of baseball. For instance, I knew somebody who was on a summer ball team who plays at North Carolina A&T, but he grew up a big North Carolina fan, and he's still to this day a big North Carolina Tar Heels fan, because you grow up on that. Yeah. That's religion. It's like Georgia football down there.
Three balls, no strikes to pitch. And Hernandez takes a breaking ball downstairs and in for ball four on four pitches. Back-to-back walks to start out in the second for the Woodpeckers. Runners on first and second for Juan Santander, the first baseman in the six hole. Did not appear yesterday, had the night off. Was in the mix on Tuesday as 6-5 Red Sox win in extra innings. Santander batted cleanup as the designated hitter on Tuesday. He went 0-5. Did have that RBI ground out, though, in the fourth. First offering, and the righty looks at a breaking ball in her half for a strike. Nothing and one. How about the presence of Santander? Takes up so much room. Crowds the plate in the right-handed batter's box. As we hunt in the stretch, runners on first and second. Nobody out. Lances to second, winds and fires 0-1. Sizzling fastball outside at 94. Count evens up at 1-1. Santander, four homers on the season, a .248 hitter. 15 RBI. Has a runner in scoring position here. 1-1. He swings, laces it up the middle, down for a base hit. This might just go station to station, and it does, as Miguel Blaise has trouble with it in center, but does throw it in. Albert Feliz cuts it off in front of the pitcher's mound. So everybody just moves one base. Xavier Casarella stops at third, Hernandez to second, and Juan Santander with the first hit of the game for the Woodpeckers. He's aboard at first. Bases loaded. Nobody out for Alejandro Nunez.
Yeah, the Sox in a little bit of trouble here. Saw the two walks to start the inning. That's the one thing for Blake Wehunt. It's not a bad spot, but came in with 13 walks on the season, now up to 15.
First pitch misses inside to Alejandro Nunez, and the count 1-0.
And his last two outings at Augusta, 3 2/3, three earned runs, three walks in that one, and then at Columbia, two walks in that one. So the walk count has gotten up at times. That's really his only blemish so far.
He deals 1-0. Called a strike, 94-mile-an-hour fastball, needed that one. It's 1-1. Yeah, sort of uncharacteristic of him. You look at what he did at Kennesaw State in 2023 out of the A-Sun. 22-year-old went 4-4 with a 4.83 earned run average. He offers the 1-1. Half-hearted swing, handcuffed him high and tight with a fastball at 94 that found the zone anyways, 1-2. He had 80 strikeouts to just 23 walks his 1 year at Kennesaw State a season ago. Takes a long look in here, brings it to the belt. Fires the 1-2. Swing at a lifter, foul, left side into the seats. And Nunez.
Oh!
Ooh, what you got?
Well, that hit off of somebody's beer.
Oh, it is Thirsty Thursday. I didn't see it myself.
You could see it hit off the top of an aluminum beer can, and the beer splattered everywhere.
Got to pay attention out
yes.
there. Bases loaded, nobody out, the 1-2. Misses high with a fastball at 93, and that is, I hate to say it, but that was in there, and it's 2-2.
It's in there pretty comfortably, too.
I usually try and not, right?
Yeah.
But the more and more I listen to Major League Baseball, and more I even listen to college baseball, sometimes, especially in a situation like this, bases loaded, nobody out, sometimes it's worth pointing out if the call is missed. The 2-2, this is fisted foul, left side. That did not corral off a beer, instead of railing, and it's 2-2.
Well, we saw yesterday, we were talking about it before we went on air, probably the catch of the year in the stands, a foul ball down the right field line, and in the right field patio down there, somebody literally barehanded a ball on the fly, and the whole place went nuts.
Wee Hunt kicks and deals, 2-2. Misses high and in with a sizzling fastball at 94. That was about half in, half out as well.
Well, and if Tyler Green's consistent up there,
that's
okay.
Fine, yeah.
Yeah.
If you're consistent, sure. Tighter strike zone tonight. Love it. Bases loaded. Nobody out. Scoreless ball game. Top of 2 on a beautiful night here in Salem. Weehunt gathers. And the payoff pitch. Check swing. Ring him up looking. 93-mile-an-hour heater on the inner half. Much needed strikeout for Weehunt. And there's one gone with the bases loaded here in the second.
Massive, massive strikeout for Blake Weehunt. With the bases loaded, nobody out, that's big time in that situation. Tyler Infield's going to play back here. The corners were about half drawn in for the last AP, but now everybody's playing back.
Well, a double play would be exquisite right here with Alberto Hernandez in. The first pitch, he laces a ball high into the air, shallow center field. Blaze runs underneath it. He watches it drop in front of him for a base hit. It scores a run. It's an RBI single for Alberto Hernandez, and the bases are reloaded. I thought he had that all night long, the way he was jogging in, and it just fell in front of him, Carter.
Yeah, I think he splintered his bat on that one and just kind of fell in front of Blaze. I thought for just a minute. Now, of course, with runners potentially in motion, you know, you got to get to the cutoff man and whatever, but I thought for a minute he was maybe going to have a play at second because everybody had to hold up with the ball in the air.
Right. Well, here's the nine-hole hitting catcher, Fernando Caldera, for the first time this series. He looks at a 93-mile-an-hour fastball for a strike. Nothing in one. Sub-Mendoza line hitter at 194. 5 runs batted in on the year. Has a pair in scoring position and one more on first with just one gone. 0-1. Swing and a miss. Down 0-2. 1-0 lead for the Woodpeckers here in the top of the second. Weehunt trying to keep the damage to a minimum. As the Athens, Georgia native brings it to the belt. Deals the 0-2. Breaking ball. Got him looking. How about that splitter that fell in there? Third strikeout of the day. Second in the inning. Two gone. In the top of the second with the bases juiced.
Well, that's big time there. If you can get out of this inning just allowing one run, you absolutely take that if you're Salem. Absolutely take that. Bases loaded, nobody out. Would be huge.
First pitch misses inside to Chase Jaworski at the top of the order for the Woodpeckers. He struck out swinging in his first at-bat. Coming off the heels, though, of a 3-for-5 day yesterday. Scored twice, 3 singles. Bases loaded, 2 gone, 1-0 lead, top of 2. Could be a big spot in the ball game here. Weehunt trying to minimize the damage to just one, which really would be extraordinary considering
Absolutely.
The bases became loaded with nobody out. He offers the 1-0. Breaking ball in there for a strike. 1-1. Jaworski, 3 jacks on the year. Has not homered yet this week. 13 runs batted in, though. Gets on base. 350.
Does get on base for sure.
Here's the 1-1. He swings and tanks one into the air. Deep right field. Has distance, foul territory, and it's hauled in by Justin Sin-Garcia playing out in right tonight for out number 3. Off the bat, thought it had a chance. Flew into foul territory towards that 325 sign at the pole, and Garcia was ready for it. Well, the damage is minimalized to just one run after the bases were loaded with nobody out. It's a 1-0 Woodpeckers lead as we go to the home half of the second. here in Salem.
Salem Red Sox fans, all season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invite you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly Shake Your Tail Feather Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own, and their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket and bring them home today. Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with your friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you got it, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of the minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Home half of the second here in Salem. The Red Sox trail it 1-0. But how about Blake Wehunt, able to work out of really the biggest jam of the week up to this point. Had the bases loaded with nobody out. Minimalizes the damage. Just one run scored, and it's a 1-0 lead for the Woodpeckers. 5-6-7 due up for the Sox. Framy DeLeon, Andy Lugo, and Albert Feliz all set to dig in. Facing off against the righty, second-round pick out of UCLA, Alonzo Treadwell. The first pitch is a breaking ball that's hit back up the middle. Charging ahead, Hernandez, he scoops. Fires the first in time. 6-3 put out, one gone.
Really nice play. It's short by Alberto Hernandez. Kind of charging in, fielded on the two hops. And, you know, that slow chopper up the middle, kind of right in front of the bag. That's always a tough play for anybody charging in. And nice play. It's short by Hernandez for sure.
You blink and there's one gone on the first pitch to Framy DeLeon. Brings up the left fielder batting sixth, Andy Lugo. Righty on righty, nobody on, one gone. First offering, fastball called a strike. Outer half, nothing and one. Lugo, a .271 hitter, actually one of the higher batting averages on this Red Sox roster. The 0-1 misses high and away. 82-mile-an-hour breaking ball. Count evens up 1-1 for Lugo. Lugo good for about 4 days a week at this point for Salem. The 1-1 misses down and out with a 92-mile-an-hour heater. Two balls and a strike. He's tallied 26 total hits on the year. OBP's up there, though, at 391. 2-1 pitch. He swings and misses. 93-mile-an-hour fastball elevated at the letters. 2-2.
Wow, and for Andy Lugo, too, we talked about him a ton. Really like him because not only is he good with the bat, he can play everywhere in the field for you defensively.
Yes. He looks at a fastball high, fills up the count 3-2. Playing for the first time in this series. Played in 3 out of 6 on the road at Augusta a week ago. Here's the payoff pitch. Breaking ball misses high. Full count walk for Andy Lugo with one gone here in the second inning. He represents the tying run on first for the Red Sox. They trail it 1-0. It brings up Albert Feliz, the first baseman batting seventh. Feels like a minute since we've seen Big Al swing the twig, Carter.
Yes, yes, it has. Haven't seen him yet this series. Dating back to the Augusta series is the last time we saw him in the lineup. But a big opportunity this evening in the 7-0 for Salem.
First offering, and he looks at a fastball for a strike at the knees. 92 on the gun, nothing in one. Big Al, safe to say, despite two home runs, struggling a bit to hit the ball this year, hitting just 121 as he calls time, and looks like he flicks a little bit of dirt out of his eyes. 13 runs batted in on the year. Just struggling to see it throughout the month of April and now the deeper portion of May. The 0-1 misses and gets past Caldera, so it's a free base for Andy Lugo on a wild pitch. Breaking ball way out of the zone, and the count at 1-1 for Big Al.
And Big Al, too, kind of got going a little bit in that Columbia series 2 weeks ago. But again, his numbers this year, sure, they're not perfect per se, but always a capable bat. Has one of the three homers hit here in Salem by the Red Sox this year.
1-1 misses high and away with a fastball. Two balls and a strike. Played just two games last week,
yes.
Carter.
And Augusta?
Had three hits, though. Went 3 for 3 on the 15th. Runner off of second, the 2-1. This is outside, 3-1. I mean, that was the only time this year that Big Al has had a multi-hit game, and he had three.
Yeah. Well, and it's becoming harder and harder to work your way into this lineup because of, again, the defensive versatility. Andy Lugo, Freddy Encarnacion.
3-1. Swing and a miss. Took a big cut at a high fastball. Fills it up 3-2. That's his pitch to hit right there.
Yeah.
The high heat.
Likes that high fastball for sure. But, yeah, you have multiple guys who can play first on this roster. Going to be tougher and tougher to crack the lineup for sure.
Payoff pitch to Feliz. Fastball outside, taken for ball four. Back-to-back full count walks for the Red Sox, and there's runners on first and second for the eight-hole hitting second baseman Stanley Tucker. You talk about defensive versatility. Tucker will play literally anywhere. Played third base for just the second time this season last night. Has played a whole lot of outfield. Here he is at second base this evening. I mean, just says, Liam, I'll play wherever you want me to. I just want to get out there and play.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And you'll like to see that. Again, so many guys with the night off tonight. Marvin Alcantara's not playing. Again, the middle infield tonight is Framy DeLeon and Stanley Tucker.
First pitch, and Tucker takes a fastball outside, 1-0.
Don't see a ton of that with Alcantara, who can play both. Antonio Anderson, of course, who can play some short. Nizan Zanatello's now back.
Tucker looking to come around just a little bit as well, hitting 117 on the season. Runners on first and second, one gone, the 1-0. He swings, lifts the ball high into the air, popped up. Left side, foul territory, and Jaworski watches it on top of the Red Sox dugout over the netting, 1-1.
Yeah, if you're Stanley Tucker, you're just kind of holding your breath on that one, saying, get out of play, get out of play, trying to almost push the wind in that direction. Give him another opportunity.
Tucker is hitless in his last five outings. And before that, he tallied a hit on May 11th, went 1 for 3. And then before that, it was another five games before registering a knock. Here's the 1-1. This is outside of the breaking ball at 82. Two balls and a strike for Tucker. On top of it, Carter, he owns just two extra base hits on the year, a triple and a double. 2-1. He swings, laces one into the gap, left center field. This is down and rolls all the way to the wall. Going to score a run. Andy Lugo comes in. Feliz waved around third. He scores. A two-run scoring stand-up double for Stanley Tucker. Right on cue.
Well, that's big time there. Stanley Tucker, 93 off the bat, or excuse me, 101 off the bat into left center field, rode all the way to the wall, and then once it did, it was going to score two runs. Once the ball gets to the wall in this ballpark, guys can be running for days, and you saw, obviously, Andy Lugo was going to score, and then Big Al with the jump off of first was going to score standing up, and then Stanley Tucker, that's got to feel good, right, standing at second base.
Puts the Red Sox in front, 2-1, the new score. First pitch to Juan Montero. He looks at a breaking ball in there for a strikeout or half. I'm thinking one. Juan Montero got in there yesterday, I believe it was, as a pinch hitter for the Sox. He did for Daniel McCalvity in the 9-hole, the 0-1. This is down and away, one ball and one strike. Still just one gone with a runner off of second and a 2-1 lead for the Sox here in the bottom of two. 8-4 the final last night. McCalvity came out, Montero with two at-bats. He popped out in both. Here's the 1-1. He swings and misses. High fastball. Swinging for the fences. 91 on the gun. And it's 1-2. Montero, another guy. Looking to get that bat.
Yeah.
Up above the Mendoza line. Hitting 170 on the young season. A long look in here for Alonzo Treadwell. After surrendering a pair of walks and an RBI double consecutively. He deals the 1-2, swing and a miss on a breaking ball downstairs. It's scooped up and thrown to first in time. A strikeout, and there's two away.
And nasty breaking ball down and in. Montero out in front. And Caldera completes the strikeout. Back to the top, though, Miguel Blaze, who obviously is swinging such a hot stick, base hit here. All of a sudden, 3-1 ball game. It's been nice for the Salem Red Sox because, you know, you had the bases loaded, nobody out for Fanfield in the second. They only get one run, and you kind of feel like you've stolen the lead in this one so far.
Runner off a second. Big spot for Blaze. First offering, fastball runs high, 1-0. Blaze with that batting average, it's notched all the way back up to 252. He's got three homers, 17 runs batted in on a 9-game hitting streak after starting out with a single today. 1-0, breaking ball misses in the dirt. Two balls, no strikes for Miguel Blaze. Well, going ahead and looking at some of the advanced metrics of Miguel Blaze. You're talking triple digits off the bat nearly every time he makes contact. Strikeout numbers are up there just a little bit, especially with the slower start in April. Two balls, no strikes. Runner off a second, two gone. Treadwell delivers. Fastball high and away. Three balls, no strikes for Miguel Blaze. Treadwell looking to avoid walking what would be his third batter in five face. That includes a two RBI double from Stanley Tucker as the lone hit. 2-1 Red Sox lead, bottom of two. The 3-0 misses outside with a fastball, ball four. Four-pitch walk to Miguel Blaze, and he's on for the second time tonight.
Second time tonight. Not a bad idea, though, if you're Treadwell and the Woodpeckers, right? I mean, Gustavson Garcia is a very capable bat in the two-hole. Of course he is, but the hottest hitter in this Red Sox lineup is at the plate. First base is open. Why would you not pitch around him? That's pretty much what they just did. And now we're going to see a quick meeting at the bump now. Pitching coach Zach Wilkins will come out and have a conversation with the right-hander Treadwell.
Brings up Gustavson Garcia, grounded out to the hot corner his first time tonight. Garcia, the international free agent, 21-year-old out of San Fernando de Apure in Venezuela. Such a bummer to see his brother out for the rest of the season. Johan Fran was so fun having both those guys here.
Yeah.
And I'm sure Jostingson is missing his presence. That was his roommate and his best pal, and probably not the same being a little bit lonelier being in Salem without him.
No, for sure. That was a couple weeks ago. Johan Fran went down.
First pitch to Garcia. Breaking ball misses high and out. 1-0. Two gone, 2-1 lead for the Sox, bottom of two on Thursday. Runners off of first and second. Stanley Tucker on second with his double. Miguel Blaze on first after a four-pitch walk. Treadwell with a long look in the stretch. Kicks and deals the 1-0. Breaking ball misses outside, 2-0. Well, this is a guy you got to be careful.
Yes.
With how you pitch to him. Four homers on the season, the lead all Red Sox. Homered as recently as Sunday in Augusta. The 2-0, he swings and lifts it back to the netting, 2-1, just missed that one. Homer before that came on May 9th at Columbia, so had two home runs on the road trip. Was hitting 325 through April. He's calmed down just a little bit, down to 276. That's because he's still working back from being banged up. The 2-1, he drills the ball high into the air, straight away center field. Going back, it's Gomez, and it is gone. Right on cue, Gustavson Garcia with his first home run here in Salem in 2024. A three-run tank, and the Red Sox are in front, 5-1.
Goodness gracious. 104 off the bat. Over the row furniture sign out in left center. I believe a fan gets something free for that. First time we've seen that all year long, but a no-doubter for Gustavson Garcia. And all of a sudden, the Red Sox have a four-run lead.
I will continue to hammer this point home, Carter, and die on this hill. Gustavson Garcia is the most underrated prospect in the organization. Dude's not in the top 30.
Yeah.
His brother is. And his brother's fantastic, don't get me wrong. First pitch to Fraley Encarnacion, taken high with a fastball, 1-0. But Gustavson Garcia now with five homers on the year, that's going to help the slug, that's going to help the batting average, of course. I also think he's one of the best defensive center fielders in the league and just doesn't get the love he deserves sometimes. The 1-0, check swing, pitch misses high, 91 on a fastball, 2-0.
Yeah, and, you know, he has the defensive versatility, too, because he can play both right and center.
Yep. Playing in right tonight?
Yes, yes, he is.
He's more common in center. The 2-0 misses high, breaking ball at 83, 3-0, and Treadwell struggling to throw strikes here.
Has a cannon of an arm, swings a hot stick, always has the ability to leave the yard to either power alley, and he hits the ball hard, too. Saw 103.
3-0. And Encarnacion looks at the get-me-over strike. 90 on a fastball. Outer half, 3-1.
I mean, he even... The ground ball he hit back in the first, I'd have to go back and look. That was probably a 98-mile-per-hour ball off the bat, per se.
Breaking ball misses downstairs. It's a five-pitch walk for Fraley Encarnacion. His second walk of the day. And the Red Sox with a brand-new base runner on first with a 5-1 lead, a five-piece. Here in the bottom of the second, Carter, I'm going to have to go back and look. When's the last time they scored five or more runs in one inning at this point?
Oh, you're going to have some time, it looks like. I think Alonzo Treadwell, 13th best prospect in the Astros organization. All of a sudden, his day's done.
Alonzo Treadwell gets yanked. We got a call to the bullpen for the Woodpeckers. Five runs in the bottom of the second, and they're still going with a runner on first after the walk. Two gone, bottom of the second inning. Red Sox lead it 5-1. We step aside for 60 seconds. You're listening to Red Sox Baseball all season long right here on MILB TV. Hey, Red Sox fans. Be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter, at Salem Red Sox, Instagram, at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem. Salem Red Sox fans, all season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invite you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly Shake Your Tail Feather Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own, and their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket and bring them home today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Well, Justin Sin-Garcia's three-run homer over the center field wall gives the Red Sox a 5-1 lead here in the home half of the second inning. It induces a call to the bullpen for the Woodpeckers, and the Red Sox kind of start all over here from scratch after Fraley Encarnacion works a five-pitch walk. He stands on first, and Nathaniel Uten is in the first pitch. And the lefty cranks it high into the air, deep right field. Going back, it's Hernandez, and he watches it off the bottom of the wall. It takes a weird carom. Waving around third is Encarnacion. He scores. Nathaniel Uten stands up with a run-scoring double. It's 6-1 Red Sox.
Well, this is insane. Six-run inning for the Salem Red Sox. A roper off the right center field wall for Nathaniel Uten. He stays hot. A six-piece, and all of a sudden, after things looked a little gloomy with the bases loaded, nobody out in the top of the second, Babel just gets a run, and Salem has taken advantage offensively for sure.
The Sox have officially batted around. Here's Framie DeLeon. He grounded out to start this inning in the five hole. The first pitch, a breaking ball in there for a strike, 70 on the gun, and it's nothing and one. Didn't even have a chance to tell you about the new right-handed pitcher on the hill for the Woodpeckers. DeWill Almonte, 22-year-old righty out of Puerto Plata in the Dominican Republic, as Hill 1 misses and gets away, and the count even at a ball and a strike.
And welcome to the ball game, right? I mean, the Denny Uten, a lot of hard-hit balls tonight for the Salem Red Sox. Just four hits, but even some of the outs. We were talking about this. Have been barreled up. I mean, the Justin Garcia ground out down to third.
0-2. Skips up in the dirt. It's blocked by Caldera, and it's 1-2. Pardon me, by the way. It was 0-2, now 1-2.
You were saying, Carter?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of hard-hit balls today. Danny Yutzen, Justin Sin-Garcia, two of them. Miguel Blaise back in the first. Stanley Tucker's double in the gap. Can't forget about that. Scoring two runs, making it a 2-1 game.
Just his third extra base hit of the year, the 1-2. This is high and away. Two balls and two strikes for Framy DeLeon. 205 hitter himself. Seven runs batted in on the season, looking to keep the inning going here in the home half of the second. They've already batted through. The 2-2 skips up in the dirt, punches off the chest protector of Caldera. He keeps it in front of him. 3-2.
And now you're just looking for strikes. If you're Almonte and the Woodpeckers. Still a lot of game left, but the Red Sox have certainly taken advantage of some opportunities here in the second and taking control of this contest.
Something about Thursday nights. Payoff pitch. Misses upstairs with a fastball at 93. It's a full count walk, and there's runners on first and second.
Hard to believe this inning started with Framy DeLeon grounding out, too. Probably 25 minutes ago at this point. And then you have the two walks. First hit in the inning didn't come until Stanley Tucker. And then that two-run double, the wheels just fell off after that for Fayetteville.
You remember, too? I remember you commenting on the great play from Hernandez. It was that slow roller hit back up
the
middle.
Yes, it was. Yes, it was.
That feels like ages ago. Andy Lugo is in from the right side. First offering. And he looks at a fastball for a strike, outer half, nothing and one. Lugo, the left fielder, he walked his first time up. That was earlier this inning. Advanced on a wild pitch, came around to score. The 1-0 swings and nubs it back to the backstop, 1-1. Lugo, again, aboard via the walk. The Red Sox have walked 1, 2, 3, 4 times, and then a fifth from DeLeon in the frame. Righty on righty. 1-1 to Lugo. He swings and misses. Took a big cut at a 94-mile-an-hour heater and is sat down on strikes. So the Red Sox strand runners on first and second. 6-1, they lead it. A huge bottom of the second inning, and it was headlined by the big three-run bomb off the barrel of Justin Sin-Garcia. We head to the top of the three after this. You're listening to Red Sox Baseball on MILB TV.
Do you want to rep the Red Sox all year long? Check out the team store located down the first base side of the concourse at Salem Memorial Ballpark. You can find hoodies, t-shirts, hats, and so much more. They even have Boston City Connect jerseys in stock. Check out the team store or head to MILBstore.com to secure your Salem Sox gear today. Hey Red Sox fans, be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter, at Salem Red Sox, Instagram, at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
What a bottom of the second for the Red Sox. They lead it 6-1, scoring all six of their runs in the home half of two, and it was headlined by Justin Sin-Garcia's three-run bomb over the center field wall, and helping him out with five walks as well. Stanley Tucker, the two-run scoring double, and then an RBI double off the barrel of Nathaniel Yuten. The Red Sox went six runs on three hits, no errors. They did leave one on base. Blake Wehunt remains on the hill, ready to face off against 2-3-4 in the order. And the first pitch is taken for a strike by Oliver Carrillo. A breaking ball at the knees. It's nothing and one. Carrillo grounded out to the hot corner. His first time up, the 0-1. Check swing. Pitch misses a hair inside on a breaking ball. And the count now at a ball and a strike. Four hits for the Sox thus far. Just two for the Woodpeckers. The 1-1. Swing and a nubber off the netting, 1-2.
All right, so I just got some clarification from Stephen Langdon. Our video production manager here in the booth. I said, if somebody homers for the Salem Red Sox over the row furniture sign, they win something. They win a free chair. They win a chair, is what I've been told.
We're giving away a chair, the 1-2. Misses high and in, 2-2.
What type of chair, Steven?
Yeah, what kind of?
A what? Oh, a custom made.
A custom made chair. Chair.
To somebody who like enters.
You know
like
what
a raffle
you know what
something?
I would go with? I would go with a recliner. The 2-2, wave and a miss. Got him with a high fastball, handcuffed him high and tight. That's number 4 on the day for Mr. Wehunt. There's one gone here in the third.
Oh, what a gift if you're Blake Wehunt too, right? I mean, you're down 1-0, and then your offense gives you 6 runs. That's got to give you all the confidence in the world coming back out to the bump.
First pitch to Gomez, and it's taken for a strike at the letters. 83 on that splitter, nothing and one.
That's a nice chair right there. We're getting a nice little visual at the chair that they give away.
That's the chair they're giving away, the 0-1. Fouled off, nothing at 2. Okay, so you don't get to customize your own chair. What you get is you get a Salem Red Sox chair. It's navy blue with a red cushion. That's a nice-looking chair. Does the bag come with it? The bag comes with it as well. How about that? 0-2 to Gomez. Swing and a miss. He got him with a breaking ball. That disgusting slider. That's the 5th strikeout. Back-to-back K's to start the 3rd for Wehunt.
Steven, we got to get Jim one of those bad boys. Jim got one of those chairs? He's probably listening at home. All right, Jim, we need you to enter to win a Salem Red Sox custom chair next time you're at the ballpark.
Yeah, so who gets the chair is my question. First pitch to Cassarella, taken for a strike, nothing to one. So they raffle off who gets the chair?
Call the pitch, Steven.
Hitting the ball in center field. Sorry. Yeah, so what happens is that we pick a random seat in the ballpark.
Okay.
And that's who wins the chair.
No. That was perfect. That was a perfect way to.
Take
us to break.
No, that's all yours.
All right, you're listening and watching Salem Red Sox Baseball on MILB.com and MILB TV.
Learning at the Salem Museum is fun. Native American and African American history. Local school history.
So you can visit the museum and relive some of those memories.
Local sports history. And 60 summers of fun at Lakeside Amusement Park. The Salem Museum. Preserving 300 plus years of history, art, and sports in Virginia's Blue Ridge Mountains. Visit the Salem Museum, where time travel is free. Open 10 to 4, Tuesday through Saturday.
Salem Red Sox fans, all season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invite you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly Shake Your Tail Feather Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own, and their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket and bring them home today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
6-1, the Red Sox on top, and the beer mongers tonight on a thirsty Thursday are absolutely rolling. Giovanni Heater joined alongside Carter Hill with you on MILB.com. If you're listening on the MILB app, or if you're watching us on MILB TV. 6-1, Red Sox on top, ready to go. 7-8-9 in the batting order. Albert Feliz, Stanley Tucker, Juan Montero. First pitch on the way to Big Al. And he swings, smashes it into the air, way shallow center field. Underneath it is Hernandez, and the shortstop makes the pinch for out number one. Boy, he cranked it, but he cranked it right up to the moon.
Yes, that was a towering pop-up for sure off the bat of Big Al.
Brings up Stanley Tucker. Tucker with his 3rd extra base hit of this season on that 2-run scoring double. Red Sox batted around and then some in the 2nd inning, scoring 6 total runs on 3 hits, 5 walks. First offering, he fisted it back foul right into the deluxe seats below us, and it's nothing and one. Stanley Tucker appearing for the 2nd time in the series after being in the mix last night. Here's the 0-1. He swings, laces it shortly on the ground over to Hernandez. Scooped up by the shortstop, tossed to first in time. Route number 2. 2 gone just like that here in the 3rd, and it brings up the 9-hole hitting catcher, Juan Montero. Montero struck out swinging his first time up. He was, let's see, just one of 3 Red Sox to be retired, which makes sense in the 2nd, obviously, but It's crazy when you see how many guys got on base. Looks at a strike, nothing in one. He had with the five walks, the three hits. That was good for eight members of the Red Sox to get on base. Three retired, the 0-1. Swing and a miss on a high fastball, nothing in two. Just such an impressive inning in the second. And something the Red Sox haven't put together a ton is the big inning offensively. They did it there. Second inning of work for Almonte on the hill, by the way. 5.79 earned run average for him on the season. Smaller sample size, 9 1/3 innings pitch as he gathers from the belt, kicks and delivers the 0-2. Breaking ball blocked behind the plate by Caldera. Pitch missed down and away, 1-2.
If you're Fayetteville now, just got to try and keep the game right here. You got plenty of game left. You're down 5 runs. You have a capable offense. Got to shut it down here.
1-2. Here's a swing and a lifter. Popped up just out of the infield on the right side. Underneath it, it's Nunez. He camps out, sets the tent up, and then makes the catch for out number 3. 6-1, the Red Sox on top. They're sat down 1-2-3 in the third, and we roll on to the fourth. Red Sox in front by 5. You're listening to Red Sox Baseball right here on MILB TV.
What's up, Red Sox fans? Be on the lookout for Bark in the Park Nights all season long at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Our upcoming Bark in the Park Nights are Wednesday, May 22nd, Tuesday, June 4th, Saturday, June 29th, and Saturday, July 30th. Bring your canine companion out to the ball game and help the Red Sox in their campaign against the Carolina League. For tickets all season long, head to MILB.com/Salem/tickets. Bark in the Park on select nights throughout the 2024 season. Hey, Red Sox fans, it's not too late to get your 2024 season tickets. Don't miss out on any of the Carolina League chaos at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Full season, half season, and quarter season tickets are still available. From strike zone seats, field level, and upper level, we have you covered from every angle of the action. To purchase your 2024 Salem Red Sox season tickets, visit the front office, give us a call, or visit MILB.com/Salem/tickets. This is Boston's Tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Welcome back to Red Sox Baseball here. Top of the fourth inning in Salem, 6-1, the Red Sox lead. Ready to take us through the middle innings on the play-by-play? Mr. Carter Hill. Carter?
Well, thank you, Mr. Giovanni Heater. Appreciate you there. What a night for Thursday night baseball here in Salem. It's a 6-1 Salem Beermongers lead over the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Cesar Hernandez digs in. First pitch, he swings and grounds the right side. Bailey Suntu hops, flips to the cover, and Weon, who steps on the bag for out number one. Oh, we mentioned it, Blake Wehunt. He's on for his fourth inning of work. He has been fairly sharp so far. 3 1/3, 2 hits, a run. It was earned. 2 walks and 5 strikeouts. It goes 5-6-7 in the Fayetteville order. Hernandez, who you just saw. Juan Santander and Alejandro Nunez, starting second baseman. Here's Santander. He singled back in the second. First pitch from Wehunt. He winds and fires. Swing and a lifter, straightaway center right there. Miguel Blaze, 2 steps back, and he gloves it head high for out number 2. 2 pitches, 2 outs. How about that?
Yeah, that's quick work. Efficiency, no doubt about it. Always good for the pitch count.
Efficiency indeed. And here is Nunez, second baseman, who struck out looking back in the second. Righty on lefty matchup. And again, game 3 of this 6-game set. First pitch, kicks and deals. Swinging a tipper back to the screen. It's nothing and one. By the way, it's the Fishwick fourth inning, so get up and stretch. Fishwick is dedicated to justice in auto accident, medical malpractice, commercial, kitesum, and federal criminal cases. A one. He swings, lines it left side. It's through for a base hit. Two out single off the bat of Nunez, and Fayetteville is in business here in the fourth. Call 540. 354-5890 for more information. Again, Fishwick and Associates, lawyers for the people. So a 2-down, runner on first. Here is Alberto Hernandez now. He's got a single back in the second, one of now three base hits on the day for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. First pitch from Wehunt through the stretch. Swing and a ground ball right side. It trickles foul, and the count's 0-1. Little cue shot down the first baseline to Albert Felice. Nonetheless, no balls, one strike. Blake Wehunt to pitch count-wise, 56 on the day. I think you'll take that in the fourth. Such a solid starter in the Salem Red Sox rotation. Came in as one of the hottest ones, as a matter of fact. 0-1. He swings and tips it foul. It's 0-2. Alberto Hernandez, despite the single, is still at 186 on the season. No homers, six RBIs. First time we've seen him in this series. First time we've seen him at short with Jace Jaworski sliding down to the third base back. No balls, two strikes. He curls and unfurls. Swing and a fly ball foul. Down the right field line, and Hernandez spoils it and stays alive. Again, in case you're just joining us, top of the fourth in Salem, 6-1, the Red Sox. On top of the Fayetteville Woodpeckers, Salem has four hits. Fayetteville has three. And we're all even up in the six-game set through the first two contests. 0-2, kicks and deals. In the dirt it goes, spikes away, and what a block behind the dish from Juan Montero. 1-2. Just in case, Fernando Caldera, starting catchers on deck for Fayetteville. And if you're the Salem Red Sox, and again tonight, the Salem Beer Mongers, got a 5-run lead, trying to prevent the Woodpeckers from chipping away and making things happen offensively. 1-2. He waves and misses for strike three. Oh, Blake Wehunt slams the door. And to the home out of the fourth, we go in Salem. 6-1. The Sox on top. We'll step aside and come right back. You're listening and watching to Salem Beer Mongers Baseball on MILB.com and MILB TV.
Hey, Red Sox fans. Be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter, at Salem Red Sox, Instagram, at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
Learning at the Salem Museum is fun. Native American and African American history. Local school history.
So you can visit the museum and relive some of those memories.
Local sports history and 60 summers of fun at Lakeside Amusement Park. The Salem Museum, preserving 300 plus years of history, art, and sports in Virginia's Blue Ridge Mountains. Visit the Salem Museum, where time travel is free. Open 10 to 4, Tuesday through Saturday.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Home out of the fourth at Salem Memorial Ballpark in Salem, Virginia. 6-1, the Salem Beer Mongers on top of the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. It has been all Salem early on. Top of the lineup for the Red Sox as well. Miguel Blaze, Yasinson Garcia, and Freilich Encarnacion will lead off the frame. The right-hander Almonte is on for his third inning of work. And man, oh man, top of the lineup, something you fear as an opposing pitcher. Well, here's Blaze, has already extended his season-high hitting streak to 9 games. With a single back in the first, he also walked back in the second. Righty-on-righty matchup to start the frame. Here's the first pitch as he kicks and deals. Wave and a miss, nothing and one. And again, the top of the lineup regularly, though not the case tonight, for the Salem Red Sox is going to be must-see TV if you're a Boston Red Sox fan. Oh, what? Wave and a check swing. He swung right through it on a breaking ball down and out, 0-2.
It just feels like the last couple of weeks, Miguel Blaze taking everything to the next level.
He's up to 252. And when the Sox left Salem Memorial Ballpark 16 days before Tuesday, his average was beneath 200, 0-2. Misses high and outside, 1-2. And with what he's done on the road, 11 hits and now 12 hits in the last 9 games. Certainly has upped his game for sure. 1-2, the pitch. Misses low and outside. 2 balls, 2 strikes. And Miguel Blaze, too. You saw it last year. played 31 games here in Salem a season ago before suffering that season-ending injury. Comes back this year to single A, 2-2. Swinging a chopper left side on the backhand, Jaworski. He gloves, throws to first, and the beautiful scoop on the other end is there for out number one. On Santander.
That's a nice play. Pick right there, no doubt about it, Carter. Not an easy pick, made it look effortless. Well hit ball, but just not enough on it. 95 off the bat from Miguel Blaze.
Here's Jostensen Garcia now, starting right fielder. He's one for two, has the big blow in this contest. First pitch from the right-hander, Almonte. He winds and fires. There's a strike outside corner on a fastball right at the belt. It's nothing and one. Garcia, last time up, lighten this place up. A no-doubt bomb to left center field, a one. He swings, chops it, third base side. Jaworski again, collects, throws to first, and it's in time for out number two.
Well, they're keeping the hot corner warm. For sure.
Two up, two down, and here's Riley Encarnacion. Sticking with Garcia for a minute, though. Again, that ball was 101 off the bat to left center field. Over the row furniture sign in the power alley. And after Stephen Langdon came in here to talk to us about it, first pitch as he waves and misses at a breaking ball, nothing and one. I said, I believe somebody wins something free for hitting one over that sign in the ballpark. You win a Salem Red Sox custom chair. One lucky fan in attendance will win that. Gifts for all from Garcia. Oh, one. Wave and a miss. Nothing in two.
Well, this is unlike when Carter went down and scanned a QR code and won a
Malmo
Oat Milkers jersey in the raffle. And on Carter's second week, our staff looked at him like, really, Clark?
The jersey hangs proudly in my bedroom.
It was meant for the fans.
Oh, and two. Just misses outside. Went with the fastball in the outside corner at 95, and it did miss the zone. Moves the count to a ball and two strikes. Well, little backstory there. It's Kyle Schmidt's jersey, one of the pitching coaches here in Salem. 1-2. Swing and a high fly ball. Crushed into deep left field. That ball is way gone. First home run of the season for Riley Encarnacion, and the Sox lead it 7-1.
How about that? He smashes this thing, Carter. Gets a hold of a breaking ball at the knees. Goes down for it. 106 off the bat. Smoothest swing of the season for Encarnacion. His first home run in 2024.
How about that for Encarnacion? And now here is Nathaniel Yuten. Sox are teeing off tonight. First pitch as he curls and unfurls. Misses high and outside. One ball and no strikes. So back to the Malmo Oat Milkers jersey. Yeah, it's been a nice addition. I definitely am more of a sports memorabilia collector. We talked about this coming over here yesterday, 1-0. He swings, lifts it, straight away center. To his right is Gomez on the run, and he makes the grab for out number three. But the Sox get another. Riley Encarnacion. No doubt shot. Not to left. It's 7-1 as we move to the fifth in Salem. Sox out in front. We'll step aside and come right back. You're listening and watching Salem Red Sox Baseball on MILB.com and MILB TV.
Learning at the Salem Museum is fun. Native American and African American history. Local school history.
So you can visit the museum and relive some of those memories.
Local sports history and 60 summers of fun at Lakeside Amusement Park. The Salem Museum. Preserving 300 plus years of history, art, and sports in Virginia's Blue Ridge Mountains. Visit the Salem Museum, where time travel is free. Open 10 to 4, Tuesday through Saturday.
Perfect. I appreciate it.
Do you want to rep the Red Sox all year long? Check out the team store located down the first base side of the concourse at Salem Memorial Ballpark. You can find hoodies, t-shirts, hats, and so much more. They even have Boston City Connect jerseys in stock. Check out the team store or head to MILBstore.com to secure your Salem Sox gear today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
To the fifth we go in Salem. It is a 7-1 Salem Beermongers advantage over the Fayetteville Woodpeckers on a Thursday night in Salem, Virginia. Blake Wehunt is back on the bump for his fifth inning of work, and for the Woodpeckers, he goes 9-1-2 in the order. Fernando Caldera, Chase Jaworski, and Oliver Carrillo, the starting left fielder. Just five hits on the day for the Salem Red Sox, but while they've made them count, is probably an understatement. 3-4 the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. First pitch to Caldera. Righty on righty matchup. He winds and fires. Check swing on a breaking ball. It's in there for a strike. And the count's nothing and one. Today for Salem, here's how the base hits have gone. They've all been notable for many different reasons. Miguel Blaze extended his hitting streak. 0-1. Just misses low and inside. 1-1. Led off the contest, extending his hitting streak with a leadoff single. And then you go to the second. Stanley Tucker steps up. 1-1. Wave and a miss. Goodness gracious. Nasty movement on that one, and it's 1-2. Stanley Tucker comes up. Rips a two-run double into left center field. Makes it a 2-1 game. And then after that, the wheels fall off. 1-2. Breaking ball low and outside. It's 2-2. After that, you got the Yostinson Garcia. No doubt homer to left center. Nathaniel Ten. RBI double 2-2. He swings and chops it foul. Third base side. And we'll reset and do it all over again. Then after that, well, actually, that's where we currently stand until the fourth, when Fraile Encarnacion dug in. 2-2. He waves and misses for strike three. Took something off of it, and there's one down.
That is number seven.
For Blake Wehunt, Mr. Chicken Farmer himself. We got to ask him about that someday.
We do.
Really do.
We do. Well, I heard that they were going at it in the clubhouse the other day.
Jaworski now will take a strike inside. Fastball right above the knees. Nothing in one.
Him and I think it was CJ.
CJ Wines, yep.
They were going at it because they lived together for a short time.
A one. Swinging a chopper. Right to second. De Leon on two hops. Throws to first, and it's in time for out number two as Feliz holds the bag. Was a little wide of the bag, but Big Al holds the bag, and two up, two down.
Yeah, nice play by Big Al. And they were going at it because CJ wanted one of the shirts. Wehunt was wearing the shirt, Chicken Farm shirt, the other day in the clubhouse. And a couple of the guys were like, oh, Blake, we want one. And CJ was like, you're never going to get one. I've been asking for one for 2 years.
Carrillo swings and nice one foul, third base side, nothing in one. To Oliver Carrillo, starting left fielder, 0 for 2 on the day. But yeah, nice little friendly back and forth about the T-shirts, if you will.
I'd wear one.
I would, too. I mean, those things have got to look electric. On a start day, can you imagine if the whole dugout wore them? A one. He swings, grounds it left side. De Leon backhands. Bobbles, throws to first, and it's in time by two steps for out number three. So three up, three down for Blake Wehunt. He's in line for the victory as we move to the home half of the fifth in Salem. Sox lead it 7-1. We'll step aside and come right back. You're listening and watching the Salem Red Sox baseball on MILB.com and MILB TV. Hey, Red Sox fans, it's not too late to get your 2024 season tickets. Don't miss out on any of the Carolina League chaos at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Full season, half season, and quarter season tickets are still available. From strike zone seats, field level, and upper level, we have you covered from every angle of the action. To purchase your 2024 Salem Red Sox season tickets, visit the front office, give us a call, or visit MILB.com/Salem/tickets. This is Boston's Tomorrow, and it starts in Salem. What's up, Red Sox fans? Be on the lookout for Bark in the Park nights all season long at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Our upcoming Bark in the Park nights are Wednesday, May 22nd, Tuesday, June 4th, Saturday, June 29th, and Saturday, July 30th. Bring your canine companion out to the ball game and help the Red Sox in their campaign against the Carolina League. For tickets all season long, head to MILB.com/Salem/tickets. Bark in the Park on select nights throughout the 2024 season.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball.
Let's send you back up to the booth.
Home half of the fifth here at Salem Memorial Ballpark in Salem, Virginia. All Salem Beer Mongers in this one. They lead 7-1 over the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Framie DeLeon digs in from the left side. First pitch from the right-hander, Treadwell, as he winds and fires. He swings and chops it foul, first base side, and the count is nothing and one. So it goes 5-6-7 in the Salem order. DeLeon, Lugo, and Big Al, Albert Feliz. 0-1, and Almonte winds and fires. Swinging a chopper left side. Hernandez on the backhand, throws to first, and it's in time for out number one. A couple choppers right up the middle we've seen today. Nonetheless, DeLeon is retired, and here's Andy Lugo, the left fielder. Today for Lugo, both of his plate appearances came in the second. He walked and he struck out. That was a 6-run frame for the Salem Beer Mongers. First pitch from Almonte. Through the windup, he kicks and deals. Breaking ball misses low and outside, and it moves the count to 1-0. Well, the Salem Red Sox, they're in good position tonight, and that would put them, should they finish this one off, in good position in the series. 1-0 is swung on in. Chop foul, third base side, 1-1. You go back to Tuesday, just to refresh everybody. A 6-5 victory in walk-off fashion. Fryley and Garnacion ripped a 2-run double down the right field line. Sox won that one. And despite yesterday at times looking like a laugher, Salem was down 8-0 at one point in that contest. 1-1. Winds and fires. Misses low and outside. 2-1. They're down 8-0 heading into the 7th, I want to say. And the Red Sox still found a way to bring the tying run to the plate. That was in the bottom of the ninth. 2-1. He swings, grounds it third base side. It's foul. And it evens up the count at 2-2. Antonio Anderson came to the plate in the bottom of the ninth. Bases were loaded. Two outs. He bounced out, but carried some momentum into today. And man, oh man, have the Sox taken advantage. 7-1 lead here in game three between the Sox and the Woodpeckers. 2-2. He kicks and deals. High and outside fastball. Count runs full. Of course, the Woodpeckers, the single-A affiliate of the Houston Astros and Salem Beer Mongers, single-A affiliate of the Boston Red Sox. Payoff pitch coming from Almonte. Here's his 3-2. He swings, chops it left side. Hernandez gloves again, throws across to first, and it's done in time. Single legged out by Andy Lugo. 6 on the day for Salem. And the Sox have a base runner with one down.
Yeah, one of those little slow rollers, and Hernandez made a nice play, but better speed by Lugo.
Let's take a look at this one on MILB TV. Jaworski and Hernandez thought he had him. Based on their reaction on the left side, I think he's safe. Looking at the
bang,
replay.
Bang,
bang.
Yeah.
Bang, if
would
you
have
will.
To see it slowed down a little more.
No doubt.
To get a really good verdict.
Big Al, Albert Feliz. First pitch. Misses high and outside on a fastball. 1-0. Today for Big Al. He walked and he popped up to the shortstop, Alberto Hernandez. That was in shallow straightaway center. One ball, no strikes. Right back to work. He curls and unfurls. Swing and a pop-up left side. In shallow left. Hernandez retreating back. And will make the grab at high for out number two. Called off everybody, including Carrillo in left and Gomez in center. And there's two down for Stanley Tucker. Stanley Tucker today was kind of the one to really get things going. The two-run double in the left center field gap is what really stands out in this one. Amongst multiple pieces of this ballgame. Gave the Red Sox a 2-1 lead, and they haven't looked back since. He's one for two.
Well, it sparked it.
Yeah. No doubt. Runner off from first pitch, misses outside, throw to second, will be not in time, and it gets away into center. Collected by Hernandez, who not advancing any further. He's Lugo, but he's got a stolen back, and the Sox have a runner in scoring position.
Without that run scoring double, you never have Jostensen's homer.
Yeah.
Encarnacion with the solo blast in the fourth.
So now, a runner in scoring position for Tucker. Base hit would make this an 8-1 ball game. Counts 1-0 after the pitch misses low and outside. Right back to work for Almonte. He winds and fires.
Breaking ball high and outside, and it's 2-0. Well, now first base is open, I should say, too. If Tucker were to reach, it would get to Juan Montero, who's in the 9-hole on deck for Salem. 2 balls, no strikes. Kicks and deals. Swinging a tipper back to the screen. Moves the count to 2-1. The Salem Red Sox, again, just to reset a little bit. So far this season, when they turn into their alter egos on Thursday nights as the Salem Beer Mongers, a nod to local breweries here in Salem and Southwest Virginia, they're 2-0. 2-1. Winds and fires. In the dirt it goes, and it's 3-1. First victory came against the Lynchburg Hillcats back in the middle of April, and then last time out, it was the man on second, Andy Lugo, who really vaulted the Red Sox to a victory. It was a 5-3 win over the Myrtle Beach Pelicans, and Lugo with a broken bat, two-run double down the left field line, put Salem out in front. 3-1, runner off from second, misses outside, no throw to third. So second stolen bag of the AB, and there's runners at the corners with two down. Andy Lugo, again, we've talked about him throughout the broadcast and throughout the season, is probably one of the unspoken heroes for Salem this year because of his bat, defensive versatility. But you also forget about his speed on the base pass, and not only can he make something happen, he puts some pressure on the defense too.
Not only that, but take you back to his speed on the base pass, he grounded out legged out that infield single.
First pitch to Montero, winds and fires. Misses low and outside, and it's 1-0. Almonte just pleading for the zone right now. And Montero steps in 0-2. Struck out back in the second. Also popped up to the second baseman, Alejandro Nunez, back in the third. 1-0 the pitch. Breaking ball just misses low and away. 2 balls and no strikes on Montero, who gets to start behind the plate today for the first time this series. Daniel McElvany started the first two, left the game yesterday, and now Montero is in there. 2-0 the pitch. Low and inside on the fastball. Dancing out of the way is Montero, and the count is all of a sudden 3-0.
Let's see if Montero can get something going here. He's kind of the forgotten one,
yes,
just a little bit, right? Doesn't get as many opportunities to play.
3-0, he winds and fires, runner off from first. It's a strike on the outer half, and swiping second with ease is Stanley Tucker. So the third stolen bag of the inning. Fourth stolen bag of the inning, actually. Second and third now. Two down. And a 3-1 pitch coming to Juan Montero. First base, obviously, now is open. 3 balls and a strike. Rocks and fires. Just misses low and outside, and a 5-pitch walk.
Don't blink, they're loaded. With two gone here in the bottom of the fifth. And Carter, what a showing it's been, because, well, how fitting Miguel Blais is stepping in. But what a showing it's been. You know, the Red Sox, towards the bottom of the Carolina League in total stolen bases and stolen base percentage, they get caught stealing more than any team in the league. And here they are with 3 stolen bags in the inning. I mean, when it's working, sometimes everything just falls into place.
Yeah. No doubt. Well, Zach Wilkins will come out and have a conversation with the right-hander Almonte. It does appear like there is some action in the Fayetteville bullpen. We do have a smidge bit of a tough angle from here. But you would think Almonte's day is starting to come to a close after he relieved the right-hander Treadwell and inning in 2/3 into this ballgame. So the stage is set for Miguel Blais. Bases are loaded. 2 outs, Blais at the dish. First pitch, kicks and deals. Breaking ball in there for a strike, outer half, it's 0-1. Blais is hitting streak now up to 9 games, singled back in the first. Also has a walk and a ground out. That was in the fourth. No balls, 1 strike. And the right-hander deals. In the dirt it goes, and what a stop behind the dish by Caldera. And the count evens up at 1-1. Just in case you're keeping track at home, Almonte has now thrown 52 pitches. 30 have been for strikes. 1-1. He winds and fires. Just misses low and outside. right below the knees it goes. 93 miles an hour, a little bit outside as well. And the count is 2-1 on Miguel Blaze.
Carter, you're not going to believe this.
Oh, my gosh. First to 2-1. He kicks and deals. Breaking ball misses high and outside, and oh my goodness, the count's 3-1.
You cannot make this up.
Mm.
I simply cannot make this up. Maybe it has something to do with our marketing staff knowing what they're doing. I'm going to have to ask them after the game. But it's Thirsty Thursday here at the ballpark. You got Wee Hunt on the mound. It's country night
3-1
at the ballpark.
He swings in, tips it foul above the first base netting. Count runs full, so everybody will be off on the pitch.
It is National Drinking with Chickens Day.
Really? How did you find that?
It popped up.
On your phone?
So my mom's friend is a big chicken farmer, I guess. She has chickens. And she also loves her adult beverages. And she posted all about it. She said this is her national day calling.
Really?
Today. National drinking. And I said, there's no way. So I Google it, of course, naturally. Is this really a thing? And it is.
3-2, the pitch. He swings and tips it foul, first base side, and Blaze stays alive.
So everybody here is doing it all out. You got Thirsty Thursday, $2 drafts. We Hunt, the chicken farmer himself on the bump. You got country night. I mean, we are living it to the fullest.
I can't imagine they knew Blake Wee Hunt was pitching tonight when they planned this, though. 3-2. He waves and misses for strike three. He chased ball 4, and he knew it on a slider down and out. Sox leave the bases loaded, but still leave 7-1 as we head to the sixth in Salem. 7-1, Sox on top. We'll step aside and come right back. You're listening and watching Salem Red Sox Baseball on MILB.com and MILB TV.
Learning at the Salem Museum is fun. Native American and African American history. Local school history.
So you can visit the museum and relive some of those memories.
Local sports history and 60 summers of fun at Lakeside Amusement Park. The Salem Museum, preserving 300 plus years of history, art, and sports in Virginia's Blue Ridge Mountains. Visit the Salem Museum, where time travel is free. Open 10 to 4, Tuesday through Saturday.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with your friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you got it, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of the minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Top of the sixth in Salem on, what, National Chicken Day? Did I get that correct?
National Drinking with Chickens Day.
Drinking with Chickens Day. As the chicken man himself, Blake Wee Hunt's day is done with the Sox on top 7-1. Over the Fayetteville Woodpeckers in the top of the sixth, Connor Steinbaugh takes over for the right-hander. Ninth appearance on the year. Got a 1-1 record with a 5.59 ERA. Final line for Blake Wee Hunt. He was phenomenal for the Salem Sox, and I think we cannot overlook that top of the second as it goes 3-4-5 in the Woodpeckers order. Kenny Gomez, starting center fielder, digs in from the left side. First pitch, Steinbaugh deals. It's a breaking ball in there for a strikeout or half, and it's nothing in one. So the Woodpeckers loaded the bases, nobody out in the second, only one run crossed, and Wee Hunt was pretty much unblemished other than that. 0-1 the pitch. He swings, rockets it down the right field line. It falls foul, though, and the count's 0-2. Final line for Blake Wee Hunt. 5 innings, 3 hits, a run. It was earned. 2 walks. It came in that second. Also, 7 strikeouts.
A+. Winning baseball right there.
0-2. He swings and chops it foul, first base side, and Gomez stays alive.
Gonna keep his ERA in great shape too. He's sub 3. 2-2-2 to end today.
Fourth most strikeouts this season for Blake Wee Hunt with 7 on the evening. 0-2. breaking ball low and inside, 1-2. His season high is 10. That was actually in Columbia 2 weeks ago against the Columbia Fireflies. Induced just 3 hits that night. Fireflies bats. And 1-2. He swings and chops it foul again. Gomez spoils it and stays alive. Kenny Gomez, starting center fielder, is 0-2. Flew out and struck out. Actually leads this Fayetteville team in average. Came in at 258. He's now at 255 on the season. 3 homers, 16 ribbies. 1-2. Breaking ball low and inside, 2-2. This Fayetteville team came in hitting just 223. They come in big situations, and Kenny Gomez has been a rock as exactly why. He's got 3 RBIs already in the series. 2-2. He swings and knifes it foul, first base side, and once again, Gomez stays alive. Nice AB, too, for Kenny Gomez. And he's somebody, too, that I think the Astros are pretty high on. Maybe he doesn't get all the recognition in the world, I should say. But you look at kind of what has been talked about him and what has been written about him. First, the 2-2, Steinbaugh deals. Swing and a lifter. Right field and deep. Moving back is Garcia towards the track, towards the wall, and he makes the play for out number 1. So Gomez retired, and here is Xavier Cassarella, the designated hitter. Defensively for Salem 2, they've been excellent out right in this series. Jostenson Garcia, nice play out in right center. Made a nice basket catch down the right field line earlier in the contest. And obviously, Nellie Taylor Jr. yesterday was phenomenal. First pitch, he swings, chops it foul, third base side. And the count's 0-1. Xavier Cassarella, 0-1 on the day. Walk and a fly out. The former Wichita State Shocker. And a former draft pick of the St. Louis Cardinals out of high school before signing with the Astros as an undrafted free agent back in 2023. 0-1. High and tight. It's 1-1. Also on Connor Steinbaugh. He didn't start his season here in Salem. He actually started with High A Greenville. The numbers were a little bit inflated. 1-1. Breaking ball just misses, trimming the outer edge. 2-1 to count. And he comes down to Salem and his numbers here, I read off his numbers overall this season between the two leagues. They're pretty good. 2-1, the pitch. He swings, rips it. Left center field, moving back Miguel Blaze, and he makes the grab at high for out number 2. Cassarella retired, and here is Cesar Hernandez, the right fielder. Coming into this outing here in Salem, he's 1-1 with a 2.08 ERA. 4th appearance here at the single-A level, 8 2/3, 5 hits, 2 runs, they were earned. 8 strikeouts to 5 walks. Here's Hernandez from the left side. First pitch, he winds and fires. Swing and a chopper, foul, first base side. It's 0-1. And facing off against Cesar Hernandez, the 19th best prospect in the Houston Astros organization. And actually signed with the Astros in January, 0-1. Taken just inside on a fastball right at the knees. Just missed trimming the outer edge. And it's 1-1. Signed with the Astros back on January 15th of this season. Didn't make his professional debut until April 24th. 1-1. He swings, chops it right side. 3 hops is Tucker. He gloves, flips the first, and it's in time for out number 3. So a 3-up, 3-down frame for Steinbaugh. Into the home half of the 6th, we go in Salem. 7-1, the Beer Mongers on top. We'll step aside and come right back. You're listening and watching to Salem Red Sox Baseball on MILB.com and MILB TV.
Salem Red Sox fans, all season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invite you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly Shake Your Tail Feather Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own, and their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket and bring them home today. Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with your friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you got it, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of the minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Home half of the sixth at Salem Memorial Ballpark in Salem, Virginia. 7-1, the Salem Beermongers on top of the Fayetteville Woodpeckers in game three of this six-game set. Alongside Giovanni Heater, I'm Carter Hill. So thrilled you could join us wherever you may be tuning in on your Thursday evening. All Red Sox in this one. And trying to add on, it goes 2-3-4 in the Salem order. Justinson Garcia, Freily Encarnacion, and Nathaniel Yuten, who all three have put their imprint on this ballgame. Here's Garcia, who digs in from the right side. He homered all the way back in the second. Also has two ground outs. First pitch as the right-hander winds and fires. He waves and misses at a breaking ball to beauty. It's nothing in one. Justinson Garcia, 282 on the season. Five homers, 19 RBIs. Was banged up a little bit early on, 0-1. Trims the inner edge, it's 0-2. Banged up a little bit, went down in that Lynchburg series. And then came back for the series finale, as he calls time, against the Myrtle Beach Pelicans. And hasn't been scolding the ball overall since then. But man, oh man, has he had his moments. Earlier today, back on Sunday, in a victory over the Augusta Green Jackets. 0-2. Swing, gonna miss. Got him strike three. Garcia retired on strikes, and here's Encarnacion. But just to finish that point, in the victory on Sunday against the Green Jackets, he tied the game with a solo homer to straightaway center, and of course, the Red Sox would then win in extras. Here's Encarnacion now. Average now above 300 on the season. First pitch, spikes in the dirt. It's 1-0. Bombs away back in the fourth for Freily Encarnacion. First of the year for him. Fifth of the season here in Salem for the Salem Red Sox. No doubter to left. 1-0 the pitch. Misses high and away. Two balls and no strikes. Sox have homered twice today with Garcia and Encarnacion back-to-back in the 2-3 holes. It's been big time for the Salem Red Sox. 2-0, and he curls and unfurls. There's a strike outside corner. It's 2-1. Sox got six in the second, countering one for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. And then Salem got one in the fourth on the Encarnacion solo shot. 2-1. He winds and fires. Check swing, a high fastball. He did not go, and it's 3-1. Thursday, Salem Beer Mongers night. Nice little atmosphere and vibe here at the ballpark. The Sox winning certainly helps that, per se. Always is much better, for sure. 3-1. A breaking ball that drills him inside, and let's hope Encarnacion's okay as he gets down to a knee.
Oh, he took it on the hand, it looks like, Carter.
And that is not where you want to get hit. So many small bones in the hand area. An 84-mile-per-hour pitch that just kind of didn't get the break it was looking for. And Encarnacion hopefully can stay in this game, and if he does so, stand on first. Oh, Liam Carroll. A couple trainers have come out having a conversation with Encarnacion.
He seems to want to stay in there.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's going to stay in there.
Let's see where it hit him. We'll see on MILB TV if you're watching at home. A breaking ball. Weighted bat. Oh, it got him in actually the
funny bone.
Yeah, that may have exactly been what it was. Got him in the elbow guard area, but clearly it missed the elbow guard.
Yeah.
Here's Nathaniel Yatan from the left side.
That's actually, you'd rather that than the hand.
Yes, because it just kind of is numb for a little bit. First pitch to Yatan. He kicks and deals. There's a strike inside corner on a first pitch fastball. Counts 0-1.
99
miles an hour. That may be the fastest the Red Sox, we don't travel on the road, but that is, I believe, the fastest the Red Sox have seen in Salem this season.
That was nuts.
Oh, what? Right back to work the pitch. He waves and misses and went 91 on that one on a changeup. 0-2.
91 on a changeup. That's those are major league numbers.
Yeah, that's pretty good there. It's pretty good there, no doubt. No balls and two strikes.
Nah, he's good.
Wise and fires, misses high and outside. Moves the count to a ball and two strikes. Well, the Woodpeckers trail by six, but there's some fireworks for Fayetteville in that one. And the count now 1-2 on Yatan. Ripped an RBI double earlier in the contest, and time's called.
You could just, like, that one just sizzled in there.
By the way,
literally.
Abel Mercedes is the new pitcher on the bump for Fayetteville at 99 on the gun. 1-2. Misses low and outside. Two balls and two strikes. He comes in with a 1-0 record. 9.64 ERA. 9 1/3 innings pitched. 12 strikeouts.
How many walks?
12 walks.
Yeah. That's the thing. When you throw that hard at this level,
yeah,
they struggle
to
locate.
You gotta have the command,
yeah,
for sure. 2-2. Winds and fires. Swing and a lifter, left field side, it falters foul, and staying alive is Nathaniel Yatan.
That was 99 again.
Yeah, we got to get Josh, our guy over there, to see if he would know if there's been somebody the Red Sox have faced
I'll
that throws harder than that this season. 2-2, the pitch misses, high and away, three balls and two strikes. Well, three balls, two strikes, one out. Sox lead at 7-1. Encarnacion's off of first after the hit by pitch. Big one coming into Daniel Yatan.
I can remember last season.
Mercedes deals a breaking ball that sails high and outside and a one-out walk.
I can remember last season, Harleen Susana, one of the top pitching prospects in the Nationals organization, pitching for the Frednax. I can remember him touching like 98, maybe 99.
I was going to say, have you seen triple digits here in Salem?
Bottoming out around 95. They said that he could throw like 103. I did not see that in person.
Okay.
Did not see him hit 100 in person. I have yet to see triple.
De Leon will take one low and outside on a first pitch fastball. It's 1-0.
I did just see 99 though.
Yes.
Like again.
Yeah, it's unreal. Three times?
At this point, all right, just give us like a little bit more. I want to see 100
now. 1-0. He swings and chops it foul first base side.
That was 99 again.
Kind of 1-1. Yeah, we got to get one more. Now, you see that in big league baseball all the time. Like, that's the new era of baseball. I mean, Paul Skeens is going out there throwing 101 consistently.
Sure, but this is single A.
Yeah, absolutely. He's got the bubble gun, too. Bubble gum, too, I should say. 1-1. A breaking ball that sails low and away. Gets away behind the dish from Caldera, but he retrieves it in time for nobody to advance. And the count's 2-1. He's blowing the bubble gum as he's releasing. I don't know if you're catching that.
Okay, I was going to say, I don't really know quite what you're saying.
Bubble gum.
Bubble gum. I could go for some hubba bubba.
Two balls and a strike. He winds and fires. Wave and a miss. Right through a fastball at 99. It's 2-2.
It's so close. Did you see the other night at our intramural softball game, the big tote of bubblegum that was brought?
Yeah.
Was
I awesome. Take advantage.
Yeah, me too. I think I
always put two pieces of double bubble in.
I was rolling with the two pieces.
I go two piece.
But then I was scared I was going to choke on it in the field, so I spit it out.
Two balls, two strikes. Runners off of first and second. The pitch. He takes it high and in at 99 again and dancing out of the way. De Leon and the count runs full.
What did you – you played first this
I
past week.
I played first this past week. I was at short the week away. Prior.
A
I play second base, as you know.
Yes. Yeah. Only the double play tandem was immaculate.
It was.
3-2. A breaking ball that sails high and away, and another walk. So the bases are loaded now. One down for Andy Lugo with the Sox leading by 6.
I may or may not, folks, have been responsible for Carter and I, at least together in tandem, for single-handedly blowing the game.
We had a rough one, as there's a quick meeting at the bump. Just the back, right? I guess just to give everybody some backstory. Myself and Mr. Heater here are on an intramural summer ball softball team in a church league in Blacksburg, Virginia.
For a church that we don't attend.
So, yes. So it's about, I don't know, probably the average age across the board is probably 42, if I had to guess.
Yeah, except our team, which
except
is all
college
kids
for the most
part.
That's my point. That's my point. First pitch, Lugo swings and tips it foul. It's nothing in one. Yeah, the whole entire league is like 42 plus.
Yeah.
Except for Slessor's Chapel.
Indeed.
And that is a nice group of about 18 to 22-year-olds, with your occasional 45 mixed in there.
Yeah. And then Nick's dad.
Oh, one. He swings, lifts it out, shallow right. This one will fall for a base knock. One run scores. Uten stops at third. And an RBI single off the bat of Lugo makes it 8-1 Salem.
What a day for him. Pair of hits and a walk. 2 for 3.
Sometimes you'll take the bloop and the blast. We've seen two blasts today. And there's the bloop. Nonetheless, the Sox will take it. And here's Big Al to Albert Feliz from the right side.
What a spray chart today.
I know. Bases remain loaded. One down. Big Al at the plate. First pitch. He swings, breaks the bat. A ground ball to short. Could be two. Flip to second for one. On to first. And it's in time for a double play. But the Sox get a run. They leave them loaded as we move to the seventh in Salem. 8-1. The Sox on top. We'll step aside and come right back. You're listening and watching Salem Red Sox Baseball on MILB.com and MILB TV.
Hey, Red Sox fans. Be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter, at Salem Red Sox, Instagram, at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem. Salem Red Sox fans, all season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invite you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly's Shake Your Tail Feather Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own, and their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket and bring them home today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Top of the seventh in Salem. It's all Salem Beer Mongers here on this Thirsty Thursday at Salem Memorial Ballpark in Salem, Virginia. Alongside Giovanni Heater, I'm Carter Hill on behalf of the Salem Sox. So thrilled you can join us wherever you may be tuning in on your Thursday evening. For Fayetteville, who tries to get back into this one just a tad, down 7 runs, down to their final 9 outs. It will go, let's see here, 6-7-8 in the Woodpeckers' order. Juan Santander, Alejandro Nunez, and Alberto Hernandez to lead off the frame. Connor Steinbaugh is on for his second inning of work, righty-on-righty matchup to start the frame. And Santander comes in 1-for-2 on the contest. First pitch, he kicks and deals. There's a strike outside corner, nothing and one. Santander, man, I tell you, what a menacing presence in the box. We talked about Blake Wehunt. He's 6'7", and Santander doesn't have the height per se. Oh, one. Wave and a miss, nothing and two. He's 6'2", 180, but another guy that just looks the part to play professional baseball. No doubt about that. 0-2, the pitch. Swing and a chopper foul, third base side. And we'll reset and do it all over again. Sox got six in the second. It backed up one from the Woodpeckers in the top half of the frame. They got one in the fourth, one in the sixth. Oh, two. Swinging a tipper foul, first base side. Went with the breaking ball. And staying alive is Suntun Dare. I think Gio here is still oohing and aahing over 99, 78 times.
Yeah, I'm getting in touch with Josh, who is our... I actually don't know Josh's
position.
Oh,
two is a wave and a miss for strike three. And one up, one down. As Steinbaugh induces a strikeout, Suntun Dare down on strikes, and here's Alejandro Nunez.
Do you know Josh's title?
Let's see if we can look it up. He works for the Boston Red Sox.
Correct.
He travels with the team. He's a little separate from Salem. Let's see, I follow him on Twitter. We'll find him. He deals with all the analytics side of things, though. First pitch. Nunez takes a first pitch fastball for a strike. It's 0-1. One for today for Alejandro Nunez. Backwards K. Also a single back in the fourth. Now, he homered yesterday here in Salem. First of the season, 0-1. A breaking ball low and inside moves the count to 1-1. We've seen quite a bit of fireworks here in Salem this series. I think that's probably fair to say from both sides. Yesterday was a blowout favoring Fayetteville, 1-1. He swings and punches it foul down the third base slide. Counts 1-2.
Josh says that on the road they've seen 97 to 98. He doesn't believe they've seen 99 or 100.
There you go. Abel Mercedes, congratulations, sir. One ball, two strikes. Nunez at the dish, and Steinbaugh winds and fires. Swinging a chopper foul down the first base line. And we'll reset and do it all over again. Yeah, 99 again, Major League Baseball. It's not uncommon, obviously, in today's day and age. Even in AAA, you see it, of course. 1-2. Swinging a chopper foul again. Down the first baseline. Nunez continues to spoil it. But at the single A level, now obviously you look at the ERA, you look at the walks, that's why he's still developing down here. But when you see that level of velocity on the radar gun, makes you excited for sure. 1-2. Just misses high and inside. He evens up the count of 2-2. 86 that just missed the inner edge. Nunez stays alive. Alberto Hernandez is on deck. 2-2 the pitch. He swings and grounds it right side. On the back end is Tucker. He gloves, throws to first, and the pick on the other end by Albert Feliz is there for out number two. So a 4-3 put out, and here's Alberto Hernandez, the shortstop.
Base hit for him back in the second. Struck out as well. That was number six out of seven for Blake Wehunt.
Blake Wehunt, the starter today for Salem. Five innings of one run ball. First pitch, high inside. It's 1-0.
Celebrating Chicken Farmers of America Day quite fondly.
Yeah, absolutely. Former chicken farmer himself, Blake Wehunt. Down in Athens, Georgia. 1-0. Curls and unfurls. Swing and a puncher. Down the left field line, it falls in for a base hit and goes to the wall. Hernandez around first, heads to second. And he'll stand up with a two-out double. And now the ball gets away, but backing up is Albert Feliz here in the seventh.
That is just the first extra base hit of the day for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers coming here in the seventh. Only their fourth hit as a crew. They've actually, weirdly enough, Carter, they've out-hit the Sox in every game of the series this far.
Yeah.
Sox won at 6-5, but we're out-hit 11-7.
And then
Tuesday,
obviously.
Yeah, I'll hit him 11-5
yesterday. Now, yesterday, that was an 8-0 game for until the 7th.
Yeah. But for Fayetteville, the...
Caldera swings and misses at a first-pitch breaking ball. Moves the count to 1-1.
For Fayetteville to have 11 hits Tuesday and Wednesday, then kind of be neutralized here, held to just four.
Well, they started the series sitting 219 as a team. They then climbed to 221. Now to 223. Oh, one. Breaking ball low and out. 1-1.
It's so weird. We were talking about it yesterday. Like, just the difference between the gaudy numbers in college baseball then you see what you get in Major League Baseball. It's almost like the middleman in Major League Baseball.
Yeah.
And then here, your top teams are hitting like 240.
1-1, winds in fire, swing and a miss, right through it, 1-2.
Like the best college baseball teams in the country at the Power 5 level are hitting 340 as a team.
Yeah, and have multiple guys hovering, not even maybe hovering, maybe above 400.
Yeah. Batting champion in the ACC right here in Blacksburg, 40 minutes down the road. And Ben Watson hit 420.
1-2. Misses high and away. Two balls and two strikes.
It's just a different sport.
It is definitely a different sport.
The slugging numbers are, like, not even comparable.
You don't really see the numbers down here. You see in Major League Baseball, per se. But still, 2-2. Misses low and outside, and the backhanded stop by Montero saves the runner, advancing 90 feet. Count runs full.
Like, I was having this conversation with a good friend of ours that's a sports writer today. Like, mm-hmm. A good slug in Major League Baseball, you're like, dang, he's hitting 540 slugging.
Yeah.
Whatever. That's, like, that's solid stuff, you know? College baseball, good slugging's like 685.
Yeah, no doubt. 3-2. Check swing, a breaking ball that rings him up for strike three. Connor Steinbach, do a job. And it's stretch time here in Salem with the Sox up 8-1. We'll step aside and come right back. You're listening and watching to Salem Sox Baseball on MILB.com and MILB TV.
Do you want to rep the Red Sox all year long? Check out the team store located down the first base side of the concourse at Salem Memorial Ballpark. You can find hoodies, t-shirts, hats, and so much more. They even have Boston City Connect jerseys in stock. Check out the team store or head to MILBstore.com to secure your Salem Sox gear today. Hey Red Sox fans, be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter, at Salem Red Sox, Instagram, at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
On behalf of the seventh at Salem Memorial Ballpark in Salem, Virginia, 8-1. The Salem Beermongers on top of the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. As it goes, 8-9-2, or 8-9-1, I should say. You can't skip the leadoff spot. 8-9-1 in the Red Sox order. Stanley Tucker, Juan Montero, and Miguel Blaze to lead off the frame. The right-hander, Abel Mercedes, is back on for his second inning of work, dialing up 99 out of his right arm. Well, here's Tucker, who digs in from the right side. 1-for-2 today. He walked and also had a two-run double all the way back in the second. It gave the Sox a 2-1 lead. Righty-on-righty matchup here to start off the frame. First pitch from Mercedes from the stretch. He curls and unfurls. Just misses low and outside on a first-pitch fastball. Let's see here. 98. 1-0. So Tucker Montero Blaze. I'm excited about the Mercedes Blaze matchup. That is going to be power on power later in the frame. 1-0, the pitch. A breaking ball low and inside. Moves the count to 2-0.
Did you see this, Carter, 19 minutes ago?
What's that?
NCAA and its five power conferences agree to a multi-billion-dollar settlement that allows schools to directly pay players.
Wow. 2-0 misses low and inside on a fastball. It's 3-0. That changes the college game. It's what's already happening.
But now you can, you don't have to hand a McDonald's
NIL
bag.
Yeah, exactly. 3-0 the pitch. Misses low and inside. 4 pitch walk to Tucker. And here's Juan Montero. Well, that will shatter the college sports world this year. I imagine people are freaking out about that on social media.
Yeah. Yep, they're in cahoots.
You knew that was coming. I don't know about this year, per se. Here's Montero. Righty on righty matchup once again. In the 9-hole for Salem. First pitch. Taken for a strike. Outside corner. 0-1 at 98.
Carter, the Sox have walked two batters today. As a crew,
the
Sox.
It was in the second. It was in the second, yeah.
Yeah, the Sox have walked 11 times themselves.
Oh, my gosh. 0-1. Oh, look out. Fastball in her half. And 97 of the ribs would not feel good.
He's
and
getting
Montero
tired.
Dances out of the way.
He's getting tired. You're
he's
not seeing
tired.
99 anymore. But it's five of them came in that six-run second.
Yes.
But still, 11 walks.
So seven combined walks in the second inning.
Yeah.
One ball, one strike.
Two crew.
Kicks and deals. Swinging a pop-up, first base side. It will trimmer foul behind home plate. And it bounces. Let's see where it goes.
That dude just got hit by it.
Oh, no.
He's all right.
We've seen quite a bit of fan interaction with foul balls throughout this series.
He was schmoozing.
You're talking about the little guy in the
green? No. The guy here in the brown. That was talking in the group of girls.
1-2 misses low and outside on a slider. Evens up the count at 2-2. Oh, I see.
Right down here.
I see him. I see him. Two balls, two strikes. Tucker off of first. Kicks and deals. Swinging a tipper back to the screen. Spoiling it. Insane alive is Juan Montero. Miguel Blaze is on deck. Juan Montero averaged down to 164. No homers, two ribbies. Big spot for a hit here. 2-2. Breaking ball that missed Trimenum inside. And the count runs full at 84. I'm looking at. What am I looking at here?
Oh, it's
time's call behind the play.
It's the new college football game.
Oh, I see.
More stuff is.
Oh,
being
I was confused
leaked.
There. I was confused there for a second.
They're saying this is the play now. So
really? Three balls, two strikes, kicks and deals, misses high and outside, and a full count walk. Back to back walks to start off the frame, and here is that power on power matchup. Miguel Blaze. And check that. He will not face the right-hander, Mercedes. So Fayetteville will go to the bullpen. As Woodpecker's second-year manager, Ricky Rivera, will take the ball from the right-hander. And we'll see the fourth arm of the evening for Fayetteville. We'll tell you all about him when we return. But for now, we'll step aside and come right back. You're listening and watching Salem Red Sox Baseball on MILB.com and MILB TV.
Learning at the Salem Museum is fun. Native American and African American history. Local school history.
So you can visit the museum and relive some of those memories.
Local sports history. And 60 summers of fun at Lakeside Amusement Park. The Salem Museum. Preserving 300 plus years of history, art, and sports in Virginia's Blue Ridge Mountains. Visit the Salem Museum, where time travel is free. Open 10 to 4 Tuesday through Saturday.
Salem Red Sox fans, all season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invite you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly Shake Your Tail Feather Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own, and their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket and bring them home today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Amilcar Chirinos is the new pitcher on the bump for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers here in the home half of the seventh at Salem Memorial Ballpark in Salem, Virginia, where the Salem Beermongers are on top 8-1 over the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Alongside Giovanni Heater, I'm Carter Hill on behalf of Salem Sox. So thrilled you could join us wherever you may be tuning in on this gorgeous Thursday evening. Well, after back-to-back walks, here is Boston's fourth-best prospect, Miguel Blaze. He digs in from the right side. Today for Blaze, a single, a walk, a ground-out, and a strikeout in the fifth. First pitch from Chirinos. He deals. It's a swing and a fly ball. Straightaway center, Kenny Gomez right there. Two steps to his right, and he makes the grab at high for out number one. So Blaze is retired. And now here is Jocelyn Garcia, the right fielder. So Blaze now 1-for-4. And Garcia digs in from the right side. His time is called. He's 1-for-4 with that no doubt bomb. 2 ground outs and a strikeout. Still first and second. 2 down. Should say 1 down. Excuse me. First pitch from Chirinos. Wave and miss. Went on the first pitch fastball at 95. It's nothing and one.
See how Johnston, like, twirled his bat like a sword after taking that?
He's got the movement in it for sure. 0-1, right back to work. He winds and fires. Wave and a miss. Right through it again. Quickly, 0-2. Friley Encarnacion's on deck. 8-1, the Sox on top. Salem, 7 hits on the day. 4 for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers as time's called behind the plate. Garcia uses his one-time timeout. And once again, the Sox and the Woodpeckers, they'll be back in action tomorrow. Game 4 of this 6-game set. 7:05 p.m. first pitch against Fayetteville. 0-2. He winds and fires. In the dirt it goes. Gets away momentarily, but a nice job by Caldera to keep the runners right where they're at. And the count's 1-2. Should this score hold, Sox will have a 2-1 advantage in the 6-game series. They've not lost a series in quite some time. It seemed like they split for the longest period of time. They won that series in Augusta last week. 1-2. He swings, ropes it into right. Cesar Hernandez right there. Raises his glove and makes the grab at high for out number 2. So Garcia's retired. 2 straight flyouts off the bats of Blaze and Garcia. And here is Friley Encarnacion.
Hey, he probably didn't catch it, Carter, but it looked like Stanley Tucker was thinking about tagging and heading to third, and then he just kind of tripped on
slipped
the bag.
In the process.
Yeah.
That was going to be a play in which he probably could have advanced, per se. But up 7 runs, you don't want to risk a third out down at third for sure. Here's Encarnacion. First pitch. Winds and fires. Wave and a miss. Nothing in one.
Good to see him all right after taking one on the funny bone. Hit on the elbow by a pitch.
Right above that elbow guard, if you will. On the left arm. 0-1. He kicks and deals. Swing and a miss. Nothing in two. Just in case, Nathaniel Utens on deck as Encarnacion calls time. This middle of the Red Sox order has done quite a bit of damage tonight with Garcia, Encarnacion, and Utens. Riley homered earlier in the contest, his first of the year. And I know Dodder to left back in the fourth. 0-2. Tucker off a second, Montero off a first. The pitch sails high and away on a fastball, 1-2. 95 on the gun. There's his waist pitch. Way ahead in the count. And the right-hander Chirino is trying to keep the game at a 7-run deficit. 1-2, the pitch. Swing, get a miss. He got him, strike 3. Encarnacion retired on strikes for the first time today. And to the 8th, we go in Salem. 8-1, the Beer Mongers on top of the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. We'll step aside and come right back. You're listening and watching to Salem Red Sox Baseball on MILB.com and MILB TV. What's up, Red Sox fans? Be on the lookout for Bark in the Park Nights all season long at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Our upcoming Bark in the Park Nights are Wednesday, May 22nd, Tuesday, June 4th, Saturday, June 29th, and Saturday, July 30th. Bring your canine companion out to the ball game and help the Red Sox in their campaign against the Carolina League. For tickets all season long, head to MILB.com/Salem/tickets. Bark in the Park on select nights throughout the 2024 season. Hey, Red Sox fans, it's not too late to get your 2024 season tickets. Don't miss out on any of the Carolina League chaos at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Full season, half season, and quarter season tickets are still available from strike zone seats, field level, and upper level. We have you covered from every angle of the action. To purchase your 2024 Salem Red Sox season tickets, visit the front office, give us a call,
or visit MILB.com/Salem/tickets. This is Boston's Tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
To the eighth we go at Salem Memorial Ballpark in Salem, Virginia. It's an 8-1 Salem Sox advantage over the Fayetteville Woodpeckers, and taking us the rest of the way home on play-by-play duties, here's Mr. Giovanni Heater.
Appreciate it, Carter. What a ball game tonight for the Red Sox, decked out in their alter egos. The Salem Beermongers on a thirsty Thursday looking to make it a 3-0 mark on Thursdays here in Salem. Here's a swing at a fly ball, top of the order, Chase Jaworski. He skies out shallow center field, and Miguel Blase makes the long haul underneath it to snatch it out of the air for out number one.
I believe that's the second time Jaworski's been retired on a first pitch today. Thanks to Hack at the first one.
Still Connor Steinbaugh on the hill for the Red Sox. Just the second arm today. Blake Wehunt had the start. He went five. Gave up just three hits, a run, two walks. How about seven strikeouts? First offering, Chirillo looks at a breaking ball. Nothing and one. So far, Steinbaugh has been nothing short of terrific for the Red Sox. Up to 37 pitches, 26 for strikes. The 0-1, a strike again. 86 on a slider, outer half, nothing in two. Carrillo, a 237 hitter so far tonight. 0 for 3, pair of ground outs and a swinging strikeout. That was number 4 out of 7 on the day from Wehunt. Steinbaugh delivers the 0-2. Swing at a dribbler, left side, foul. Alive at 0-2. Oh, good time to take you through a little bit of scoreboard check here across the Carolina League. Of course, 8-1 your score here in Salem. Red Sox on top, top of the eighth. One gone, nobody on for Fayetteville. 0-2. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. Disgusting slider on the outer half. Two away.
Yeah, Steinbaugh is just continuing to deal out of the bullpen. Salem Sox.
Third strikeout of the day for him. 10 as a staff now for the Red Sox.
Yes, sir.
And it brings up Kenny Gomez, the center fielder, also 0-3. A pair of flyouts and a strikeout. Righty on lefty. Gomez is in the left-handed batter's box in the first pitch. He towers it foul, left side, nothing and one.
So, one thing to bring up here.
Sure.
Yesterday, did you happen to catch what went on at Dodger Stadium with the organist?
I did. The fire wasn't the Dodgers' fault. The breaking ball's in there for a strike. Quickly 0-2. So there was a car way out in left center field, over the fence, deep into the parking lot, literally actively on fire.
Yes, yeah. And like engulfed in flames.
Oh, yeah. And the organist starts playing Billy Joel's We Didn't Start the Fire. 0-2, swing and a miss, struck him out, got him to chase at the high fastball, number 4 for Steinbaugh, 11 as a staff, Red Sox are rolling, Sweet Caroline ready to chime through the air as we send you to the bottom of the eighth. Back in 60 seconds, you're listening to Red Sox Baseball right here on MILB.com.
Hey Red Sox fans, be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter, at Salem Red Sox, Instagram, at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's Tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
Learning at the Salem Museum is fun. Native American and African American history. Local school history.
So you can visit the museum and relive some of those memories.
Local sports history. And 60 summers of fun at Lakeside Amusement Park. The Salem Museum. Preserving 300 plus years of history, art, and sports in Virginia's Blue Ridge Mountains. Visit the Salem Museum, where time travel is free. Open 10 to 4, Tuesday through Saturday.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Bottom of the eighth on a gorgeous night here in Salem. The Red Sox decked out as the Beermongers tonight on a thirsty Thursday. They are rolling up 8-1 as we head to the home half of the eighth inning. Giovanni Heater alongside Carter Hill with you on MILB TV and MILB.com. Well, pitching has been outstanding for the Sox tonight. Blake Wehunt went through 570 pitches, 48 of them for strikes, 7 strikeouts, just 3 hits and a run. 4 strikeouts now for Connor Steinbaugh. Curious to see if the Sox will mix things up with a closer in the ninth or if they'll let Steinbaugh kind of go the distance there. But first, the offense up looking for, I guess you could still call it insurance, as Nathaniel Uten belts one off the bottom end of the bat, tips it foul, nothing and one. It goes 4-5-6, Uten, De Leon, and Lugo. Nathaniel Uten really helped set the table for the Sox in that six-run second. Here's the 0-1, swing and a miss on a breaking ball down at the knees, nothing and two. He had the run-scoring double in that second inning. Tucker also had a run-scoring double, and Jostin Singh-Garcia had the 3-run bomb. 5 walks definitely didn't hurt the matter. 0-2, he takes a fastball high, 1-2. Well, I did want to take you through a look around the Carolina League. 8-1 the score here. Myrtle Beach in Carolina, the Mudcats. Top of the Carolina League North at one point. They surrendered that lead to Fredericksburg. Here's the 1-2. Swing at a chopper, right side, charging in the first baseman in Santander, and he flips it to the covering pitcher in Chirinos for out number one. 1-3 if you're keeping it at home. 3-1, actually, pardon me. And there's one gone for Framie De Leon here in the bottom of the eighth. 8-1 lead for the Sox. Well, Carolina, with a 24-15 record in the North, just a game behind Fredericksburg. But they're getting blown out right now by Myrtle Beach, 6-0 in the bottom of the ninth. That's in Carolina, too, in Zebulon.
Really?
As De Leon takes a strike, 0-1. And I guess that's just an example of that's baseball sometimes.
Yep, exactly.
Lynchburg and Fredericksburg, bottom of the eighth. Fredericksburg leads it 4-3. Here's the 0-1. Swinging a chopper right back up the middle. Through for a base hit. De Leon, a one-out single here in the eighth. First hit of the ball game for him.
Yeah, 100 off the bat.
And after registering one on Tuesday, that marks his second hit of the series. Here's Andy Lugo. 2-for-3 today with a walk. RBI single. Stole 2 bases as well. Top of the 10th. Extra innings between Downeast and Charleston. That ball game is tied at 4 apiece. Andy Lugo in the right-handed batter's box looks at a 89-mile-an-hour changeup for a strike, 0-1. Runner off of first, one gone, 8-1 lead for the Sox. Chirino kicks and deals, the 0-1. Fastball high, 94, 1-1. Kannapolis and Augusta, top of the ninth. Cannonballers, they're up 10-6 on the Green Jackets. Kannapolis is the top of the Carolina League South. Where Fayetteville sits just 2.5 games back. They'll move to 3.5 back after tonight.
Well, and it's got to be frustrating a little bit for them. We covered it actually in our pregame. They've been in first pretty much the whole year.
Yeah.
Until this losing streak.
1-1 to Lugo. He swings, knifes it foul right side, 1-2. Bottom of the eighth between Columbia on the road at Delmarva. Fireflies up 11-4. So you actually have quite a bit of mixing here between North and South teams battling. Carolina and Myrtle Beach and Salem and Fayetteville. 1-2. Ring him up. Strike 3. Got him with the change up at the knees. 2 gone.
Speaking of things that have been leaked, well, the Blue Jays are debuting their City Connect uniforms in the near future. And I wish we could show it on the broadcast, but look at this hat. That is gorgeous.
That's
it is
nice.
The T for Toronto in the blue and red colors.
Here's a swing and a tailing pop-up. Foul territory behind home plate. Sliding stop not there for Caldera. Fell about a foot in front of him on the warning track. 0-1.
You have the Canadian maple leaf. Is that a correct way to say it?
Flag?
Yeah.
Yep. That's gorgeous.
In front of the T. I mean, that
gorgeous.
May be the best we've seen of a City Connect hat out there, to be totally honest. Of course, right there with the Red Sox, too. I mean, you can't really beat the Boston Marathon coloring, for sure.
Yeah, that's top tier right there for an AL East foe. Here's the 0-1 to Big Al. He swings and misses. Change up way in the dirt. down 0-2. Two gone, 8-1 lead for the Sox. Bottom of the eighth in Salem. Runner off of first is Framie De Leon, the shortstop with his first base hit of the ball game, second of the series. Feliz looking for his first hit. Down 0-2. Here's the pitch. High fastball taken, 1-2.
Speaking of City Connect, obviously no City Connect in single-A baseball, but it is, Grateful Dead night here tomorrow in Salem?
Dude, those unis are nice. Did you see the jerseys?
I did see the jerseys.
Check it out if you haven't seen it on the Salem Red Sox social media pages on Twitter or Instagram. The 1-2, swing and a towering blast, deep left field, and Big L is left the yard. Third homer of the season for Albert Feliz. A sprinkle of insurance. It's 10-1 Red Sox here in the bottom of the eighth.
1-10 off the bat for Albert Feliz and a big smile on his face. Love to see that. It's 10-1.
You know when he hits it, he always hits it hard. Line drive, wall scraper. Hard to call it a wall scraper when it's a 40-foot wall. But he drilled it.
It was 407, the distance. So, I got a stat for you, and you probably know this, but we came into this game, there were only three home runs hit in Salem this year by the Salem Red Sox.
Well, double that.
Yeah.
Stanley Tucker looked at a fastball high out of the zone, 96 on the gun. It's 1-0.
Three were hit tonight.
When it's working, it's working. And tonight, it's worked better than it has all year. The 1-0 lifted foul right side into the seats, 1-1. Tucker had the two-run scoring double in the second. He's also walked twice, a real nice night for him,
yeah,
getting on base.
Arguably one of his best nights of the year, for sure.
I would agree, no doubt. Picked up his just third extra base hit of the season.
And has played a nice second base.
1-1 to Tucker. Breaking ball outside. 2-1. Nobody on, two gone. 10-1 lead now for the Red Sox. Two runs have scored in the bottom of the eighth. You know, this is one thing, Carter, that I'm really impressed with. Here's the 2-1. Fastball, this is cranked, left side, hit right to a leaping defender, and Carrillo reels it in out of the air for out number three. I'll tell you what impressed me when we return. Red Sox lead it 10-1. Top of the ninth after this, looking to close the door. A 9-run lead for the Salem Sox on Thursday. Back in a jiff, Red Sox baseball on MILB TV.
Learning at the Salem Museum is fun. Native American and African American history. Local school history.
So you can visit the museum and relive some of those memories.
Local sports history. And 60 summers of fun at Lakeside Amusement Park. The Salem Museum. Preserving 300 plus years of history, art, and sports in Virginia's Blue Ridge Mountains. Visit the Salem Museum, where time travel is free. Open 10 to 4 Tuesday through Saturday.
Do you want to rep the Red Sox all year long? Check out the team store located down the first base side of the concourse at Salem Memorial Ballpark. You can find hoodies, t-shirts, hats, and so much more. They even have Boston City Connect jerseys in stock. Check out the team store or head to MILBstore.com to secure your Salem Sox gear today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
We charge on to the top of the ninth here in Salem. A 10-1 lead for the Red Sox as they look to make it three Thirsty Thursdays with wins in 2024. Closing pitcher on the hill for the Red Sox, just the third arm tonight, Roymond Blanco out there. Roymond Blanco, the 23-year-old righty out of La Guaira in Venezuela. Two saves on the season. Looking for number three is Mr. Blanco. The Red Sox looking to shut the door. Facing off against 4-5-6 in the Woodpeckers batting order. Xavier Casarella, the DH. Cesar Hernandez, the right fielder. And Juan Santander, heading sixth, the first baseman.
Well, Mr. Heater, I wish you a fantastic top of the ninth. I'm heading down to do our player of the game interview.
Oh, it's our. You already. I hope you don't jinx it, pal.
It's a 9-run game. Let's if I jinx that, we're all in trouble.
If he jinxes that, the rest of the week is canceled. Raymond Blanco enters with a 2.29 earned run average, a 4-1 win-loss record. He's dealt 19 and two-thirds innings. 15 strikeouts to his name thus far. He's 2-for-2 on save opportunities this year. Looking to go 3-for-3. Xavier Cassarella digs in. Raymond Blanco, the righty, on the rubber. And he winds and fires. The first pitch, swinging a dribbler, left side, scooping up the third baseman, Encarnacion, fires it to first in time, one gone. Boy, he almost made contact with Framie De Leon. They nearly collided. Communication at the last second. Encarnacion called it his ball, and 5-3 put out on the first pitch. Brings up Cesar Hernandez, a walk, and two groundouts today. Righty on lefty, first offering on the way. Fastball runs outside, 1-0. Well, good time to take you through the Red Sox organization as well here in the top of the ninth. 10-1 lead for the Red Sox, one gone. 1-0 pitch, swing and a miss. Got him with a breaking ball over the plate, 1-1. Hartford and Portland in Double-A playing up at the Sea Dogs Park. Here's the 1-1. Breaking ball taken inside, 2-1. Hartford, that one's final. Blew out Portland, 10-1, the final score there. As Blanco nods his head, kicks, and delivers. The 2-1, swinging a dribbler, right side, foul, 2-2. In the FCL, the FCL Braves beat the FCL Red Sox, 11-2. That was earlier this morning. Final score between the Norfolk Tides, AAA of the Orioles, 2-2. Swing and a tipper back to the backstop, 2-2. And the Worcester Red Sox, 6-3 the final score there up in Worcester. Woo Sox fall. 14 hits for the Tides. They only were able to snag 6 runs out of it. Kind of interesting. And then final score between the Greenville Drive and the Greensboro Grasshoppers, 2-2. Swing at a tipper once more to the netting. That was in Greensboro, about 2.5 hours south of here. 5-3 the final. Grasshoppers beat the Drive in high A. So it looks like the Salem Sox, the 2-2, swing at a chopper, left side, threw all the way down the left field line to the left fielder Lugo for a base hit. Rounding first, heading for second is Hernandez. The throw there is just off target. It was bobbled by De Leon. The tag wasn't in time, and Hernandez legs out a double. Really should have been out at the second base bag. A one-out double puts a runner in scoring position for Juan Santander. Had a base hit in the second, 0-for-2 since with a strikeout. Red Sox looking to be the only team tonight in the organization to come away with the win. Santander in the right-handed batter's box, righty on righty. Blanco with a look in, brings it to the belt and brings home the first pitch. Breaking ball below the knees, 1-0. Raymond Blanco looking for his third save in as many attempts this season in a closing role. Swing at a chopper. It's gloved by Blanco. He turns, fires to first for out number two. Runner held at second. He had to leap up for that one. Chopped high right at the mound, and now there's nobody on third, so taking off and taking third is Hernandez. There was just nobody there for the Sox. And Encarnacion saying, hey, I was just trying to come in and communicate. He thought that Juan Montero had called a mound visit. And that puts the runner 90 feet away. So here's Alejandro Nunez. Base hit in the fourth. He's 1-for-3. Has one of Fayetteville's just 5 hits today. Sox with 9 hits. They've scored 10 runs. They lead it 10-1.
First offering. Breaking ball outer half for a strike. Nothing in one. Well, the Boston Red Sox off tonight at the top of the organization after a sweep of the Rays on the road at the Trop the last 3 days. The 0-1 swing at a foul tip deflected off the mitt of Montero. 0-2. And they start a three-game homestand against the Milwaukee Brewers Friday, Saturday, Sunday before heading on the road to play the Orioles. Down in Baltimore. That's on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. And then the Tigers come to town at Fenway Park. 0-2 to Nunez. He swings, lifts the ball high into the air, straightaway center field. Underneath it is Blaze. He raises his left hand into the air and pinches the leather for out number three. Cue up Dirty Water. The Red Sox win it on a thirsty Thursday here in Salem. Dominance from start to finish, a 10-1 victory, and a 2-1 lead in the series for your Salem Sox. I mean, not enough good things to say start to finish. Sensational pitching. Blake Wehunt goes five innings, just three hits, a run. It was earned, two walks, seven strikeouts. Connor Steinbaugh comes in for the 6th, 7th, and 8th. He was outstanding. Roymond Blanco closes the door. The Red Sox scored 10 runs on 9 hits. Came into tonight with 3 home runs as a team here at home on the season. They hit 3 this evening. 3-run bomb from Justin Garcia. Solo blast for Fraley Encarnacion. And Albert Feliz with a 2-run homer for some insurance in the 8th for the 3rd home run of the ballgame. 10-1 the final score. Dominance for the Red Sox. Hey, let's do it again tomorrow on a Friday night. We'll have you covered with a 6:40 pregame and a 7:05 first pitch between the Peckers and the Red Sox. But saying so long for now. For everyone that makes the magic happen in the room to my right, our video production manager, Mr. Steven Langdon, our video production assistant, Mr. Will Howell, my broadcast partner, Carter Hill. I'm Giovanni Heater saying so long and good night from Salem. 10-1 the final score. The Red Sox win it.
Today's broadcast has been a presentation of the MILB, Diamond Baseball Holdings, and the Salem Red Sox. Be sure to keep up with the Red Sox at MILB.com/Salem. And we'll see you next time.